going on?
Colby is here. I'm here.
We're both here.
Yeah.
On our show together. Yeah. Who would have guessed that?
Chat, while watching our VODs over the week, asked which one was Seth and which one was Colby. So I'm Colby.
Yeah, the names do imply something separate because I'm first, then you're like on the
Yeah,
right.
Why is it that way? Should we mirror it? You know, just for
yeah,
funsies.
Sure. Let's why not?
Okay, hold on.
How do
Let's
we do
see
that?
Here. Logitech, click, filters.
Shirts and things won't really spell correctly, but
I think
who
it's filters.
Cares?
And then it's effect filters?
Yeah.
Let's see here. Scaling?
Maybe.
No, it's probably not scaling, huh? Let's go. Let's try this one. Let's try
transform.
Properties. Let's try properties.
I saw a transform on there.
Let's see here. Flip vertically.
Oh. Nope.
Nope. That's.
That's what we want.
Why would that even be an option?
I don't know.
For us to be upside down.
What if your camera's upside down, brah? Brosky.
You know, if we turn the camera upside down, would I be on the right side?
I don't know.
Try it for science.
We're doing it for science.
Yeah. That works. That's kind of like a weird.
This is not going there. Well, look at that. Is that weirder? This is so weird.
I don't know. I don't know if I like it or if I don't like it. I can't tell.
Yeah, that's kind of strange.
I don't know. It's like a whole different. It actually, I think the framing's better.
Yeah.
But I feel darker. Do I look darker?
No. No, it's the exact same image, just flipped. Yeah.
No, I'm darker.
No.
I'm definitely darker.
The opposite of dark.
Okay, what? Now, the real question is, what happens if I do this? Oh, I have to click over here. What happens if I do this?
Oh, ah, no, it's me.
Our hotkeys are swapped now.
Oh, no.
But that's okay.
Yeah.
It
works.
It's very weird.
Totally works.
Well, should we
We're
keep it like
it.
This? Or?
Why not? I'm too lazy to fix it again.
I don't know. It trips me out a little bit. I mean, our shirts are mirrored now.
Yeah, they are.
It's going to trigger people. And whenever I say right, I'm going to look like an idiot.
Yep.
Wait, that is right.
That's.
Was it wrong before?
No. I think since it's inverted.
This is the dumbest show in the history of podcasts.
We got so much content this week that this is totally going to work.
I don't know. Man.
How does that work? This is still right to me. I see me pointing right. That would be left. I'm pointing left. Is it? It's got to be because it's inverted.
Have you always been on that side?
Yeah.
I mean, we'd have to, right? Because what we have changed.
No. No, I
Are
haven't.
We... Wait a second.
Oh, God!
Wait a second. Hold on.
No!
Let's go to our... Let's pull up
no.
our...
No! We're tripping out on the show. On the show.
Okay. Let's click here.
I'm definitely on the
it's
left.
It's our last episode.
I'm definitely on the left, man.
Okay. All right, so it's opposite.
Yeah. Yet it doesn't feel
Look
opposite.
At how much brighter I am there. I'm telling you, I'm darker.
No. That doesn't make any sense. Maybe I don't know.
Maybe because that one's a night episode?
Yeah.
I don't know.
And the window's not as bright behind you, so it's offsetting the exposure.
I know, I feel like I need to be brighter. Hold on. But does this help? Well, if I put up like a big white thing. Like
yeah, just, whiteness.
Just open up white right here.
That's working.
It's give it time.
That's
my computer's slow. It's doing its best.
Real good.
It's doing its best, man. Okay, it's embarrassingly
this is
slow.
So weird.
What about this? Is that better? I feel a little more well lit now.
Yeah, you're lit up.
I don't know. Should we do the show like this?
You're bright like a diamond.
I don't know. I mean, it's episode 30. If we're gonna make a change, I feel like this is a good change to make today.
This is a good change, but now it's gonna throw you off for like ever because our show the camera has to be upside down. Your show the camera has to be right.
Well, I already
up.
Have to move it.
That's true.
I have a feeling it's going to fall.
Nah, it's good. If it does, entertainment.
So now we need to make a bunch of t-shirts that are mirrored so no one, we don't break the illusion.
Oh, shoot. Or blank ones.
I feel like we've already set it up. All right.
Yeah.
But I just want it to be known that in order to flip our image, we flipped it upside down and then turned the camera upside down.
And yet still right and
it
left are the
works.
Same thing.
I don't know how that works.
It's because we did like the, God, I don't even know, FaceTime, front-facing camera, like Snapchat's one way, your regular
so,
way is the other way.
All the other times we did a show,
mm-hmm.
and I pointed right, was I pointing left to the audience? Stage left?
No.
I had to have been. It can't be the same.
I think it can.
No, because our shirts are inverted.
Right, but it's like a mirror.
Right, but a mirror, you point right, you still point right.
You're uh-huh,
right.
Yeah.
I might just be stupid.
So we did like mirror. We did some weird
black magic.
Two things. Invert it vertically, turn the camera upside down. You got a mirror.
That doesn't make sense.
See? It's a little weird because
so by
the Snapchat's
flipping it
a thing.
Vertically twice, we flipped it horizontally once.
Yet still directions are the same.
Yes.
Yeah.
That can't be possible.
We did it.
All right, man.
We broke science.
I don't know.
I feel like we're feeling like it's more impressive than it really is, but literally it's two steps. And we got a mirror.
I'm not really saying it's impressive. I'm more just my mind hole is awesome. It hurts me
by how it happens.
Yeah, and it's I don't like that I'm so dark. I need a spotlight. I need a light to shine directly on me and me alone. People know.
I'm still so confused.
I thought we had moved past it.
We're moving past it.
We don't have to. We have nothing to talk about today on the show.
Yeah. Well, this will be a great show then, because it's filled with content that we'll just have to come up with on the spot.
Yep, that's
on
true.
On the spot. I got movie reviews.
All right.
Really poor Colby movie reviews. I can give you those.
I'm looking forward to them, man.
All right.
I like your movie reviews. The show is called The Seth and Colby Show, and I'm Seth and he's Colby. And now the video reflects that because I'm Seth and he's Colby.
Surprisingly, somehow it does.
I don't know how.
Awestruck by this.
I don't get it.
I don't either.
I don't get it. But anyway, guys, let's play our stupid intro.
Yeah.
Then we can get started with our stupid show.
I'm going to laugh if it's backwards.
Who are Seth and Colby? So-called podcast gods who blazed the trail for talk radio on the internet.
What a ridiculous name.
First partnering in 2008, Seth and Colby took the internet by storm with their unique views on the hot topics of the day.
Science is a liar sometimes.
We won't lie. They've been away a while. A lot of things may have changed.
45th President of the United States of America, Donald J. Trump.
But Seth and Colby are here to teach you.
This is America. You're either a duper or a dupee. I'm a duper. You guys are the dupees.
To entertain you.
Boy, that escalated quickly.
And to make you laugh. Seth and Colby will dissect the world as it is. Movies, meme culture, music, weird science.
We didn't have time to work out the minutia of the plan.
And they'll bring it to you in a lovely package that will delight you and those closest to you. Now, ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, and attack helicopters, here are Seth and Colby.
Welcome to the Seth and Colby Show. I'm Seth. He's Colby.
I am.
Dwood, which is a great username, by
Dwood.
The way.
Dwood.
Dwood. What's up, man? Yeah, now you know who is who. I don't know. Colby's mother texted him and said that she liked the video better the other way. So we're going to continue this debate on our contentless episode number 30 today.
Number
brand new
30.
Episode live.
Breaking records with
on
no content.
October 15th. 2017, guys.
15.
Yeah, it's 15th. It's the 15th day of October, everybody. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We are live twice a week. Once on Sunday, which is today, right? It's today, Sunday, right? Sunday's
episode. So,
okay, at 2 p.m. Central Time, and on Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time at twitch.tv/SethandColby. Yes. So go and watch us there. Follow us. Thank you to everybody who's been following us. We're growing like hotcakes. We have you chat to thank and you listeners at home to thank for that.
Yes.
We appreciate it. If you miss a show live, that's okay. We will forgive you. The video on demands are, of course, on our Twitch page and also at youtube.com/SethandColby. And if you like the old school audio podcast, we still try to care about you. I still have the radio man inside me who still says describe everything that we're seeing.
Yeah.
As you can tell from the last 6 minutes where you probably have no idea what's going on.
Yeah.
But if you like the audio, it's on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. You can subscribe there and leave a 5-star review. It would make me also very happy. But guys, thank you so much. The most important thing you can do is troll the show. How do you troll the show, Seth? How do you troll it? Well, here's how you troll it. All right, beautiful woman who's talking to me and only... No, get out of here. Woman's talking to me and only me.
How are you trolling?
Okay, that's your man. You can have Jim Bob.
Right? How do you troll things, man?
You type exclamation point foghorn into the chat, and it pulls up a link, and then you click the link, you give us a donation of monetary value. A super loud foghorn will play in the middle of whatever, interrupting whatever we're talking about.
Anything.
Today, it won't be a troll, though. Just going to be totally honest with you. Today, it'll be a welcome interruption because we have nothing to talk about. But generally, it's a troll, and then we will stop and read your name and message, so your support is much wanted and happy. What's the word that
enjoy.
We're thankful for it?
Yeah.
Grateful?
That one?
I'm trying to make
multiples?
I don't know.
That
all
we
of
enjoy it.
All of it. So welcome, guys.
Appreciate it.
Welcome. Yeah, it's appreciated. It. That's the word.
Ah, that one.
Appreciated. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
That simple word.
All right, so let's fade out this stupid music.
See, we have things to talk about.
I mean, barely.
But
yeah, technically, yes.
No,
we do.
I mean, there are things to talk about in the news right now that are big.
Like things we could talk about. Yes.
But we prefer not to because every single person is talking about
it. Yeah, I guarantee you 50% of our chat has been alleged in sexual allegations.
Oh, yeah. It's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
It's everywhere and
obviously,
everyone.
It's a good thing to get all the rapists out of out of our infrastructure.
Agreed,
so I'm not going to say it's
bad. I just don't think we need to give them more airtime.
Agreed.
I mean, it's everywhere.
If you have been sexually harassed, there's no time like the present to out the person who did it to
you.
So we can get that filth out of society.
Get the people out of there.
And we're very confident saying that because Colby and I, we don't have any trouble with the ladies because there are no ladies in our life.
That's how you deal with that.
Yep, you don't even have to worry
about
it.
Don't even have to worry about it at all.
No men, no ladies. I don't even have a dog to harass.
Oh, I do, though.
Yeah, but not sexually. Just clear that up.
Right. Yep.
So, there's also, we could talk about Donald Trump. He said he met with the president of the Virgin Islands. I don't think he realized that he is the president of the Virgin Islands.
I don't think he does.
Someone on Reddit was like, we should tell him that the president of the Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico are the same person so he can deflame that person. And then be like him.
That'd be great.
I don't know if that worked. So, we could talk about those things, but those things are, we've been political. The sexual harassment stuff isn't really political. That's just
garbage.
It's bad. Bad for people.
Doing stupid things.
Yeah.
Where they're doing the stupid things.
I feel like our show most of the time should be an escape.
Yes.
That's the point.
Agreed.
Most Americans don't know that, though, if we were being honest. Oh, yeah, that the president of Virgin Islands. Well, of course. That's why Trump is president.
Yeah.
Because
he represents a good half of America.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how it works. Probably. Jell-O. Dude, don't talk about Jell-O in our chat. What are you doing? I'm doing a show. I can't eat Jell-O right now.
I think that means
you send all food related
like
chats to my whispers, please. Thank you.
Jell-O.
I will enjoy those later. Please PM me.
Jell-O. What's the French saying?
Ya?
No. No.
That's yes, actually.
Jell-O.
Hello.
I don't know.
Who is it?
I broke my own brain again.
Is that it?
Yeah. Yep. You got it. French people.
Yeah.
Right there.
It might have been Swedish
you
or something.
It.
I don't know, dude. I don't know. But anyway, guys. So. Yeah, we can talk about current events. There's lots of it, but...
Nah. Why
you know,
not?
Reddit is a very... I get a lot of my information from Reddit because I'm a hip 30-something, all right? And I feel like most hip 30-somethings, that's our escape. And Reddit is usually pretty bipolar.
Yeah.
It's like, on one hand, you get the serious stuff, and then on the other hand, you get, like, cats and, you know, Minecraft creations.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? This week has been more bipolar than most because it's like... Even, like, the comedy memes have some tint of politics to them.
All the culture and everything right now is pointing to politics.
It's all it is. And, you know, I'm not mad about it. It's just it makes it hard to do a show like ours where we try to not get totally political all the time. But then again, if that's what the zeitgeist of the world is about right now, at least America.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man.
Nah, we're a comedy show. Let's make some comedy.
Yeah, let's tell some jokes.
2 + 2 = 4.
That is a mathematical fact, not a joke in any way.
Not when the chicken crosses the road, though.
What?
Jokes.
Oh, I tried
Thanks.
To laugh. It didn't work.
Thanks, man.
Is that better?
I just appreciate it, you know.
I was in the delivery room with my wife as she was giving birth, and she just pushed the baby out,
mm-hmm.
and I took the doctor, and I said, "Doctor, don't want to be too forward here, but how much longer, how long do I have to wait before we can have sex again? And the doctor looked at me deep in the eyes and he said, well, I'm about to go on break. Meet me in the lab in 10 minutes.
Stupid. What are you doing?
It's a joke.
That
you said
much
tell joke.
Better than mine, though.
Well, that was an actual 1,000%. Joke. You said two plus, I believe your joke was, quote, 2 + 2 = 4.
Chicken
but not
the
if the chicken crosses the road. Joke. I think that's literally what your joke was.
Yep.
If your joke
I'm
includes,
a comedian, guys.
If your joke includes the word joke, probably not a good joke.
Yeah, I am a full-blown stand-up comedian. Do it on the weekends.
Dude, let's hear some of your stand-up. Let's go.
So, what's the deal with airline food, man? Peanuts?
Yeah?
Wow.
This is bad. Maybe we should talk about politics instead of doing a comedy show. This is what we got to deal to work with right here.
Don't put things on me to do.
It was your idea, and
it
you
wasn't my
it.
Idea.
You definitely told
it
the first
was
joke.
My idea, yeah.
You definitely told the first
well,
joke.
I have bad ideas. That just gives you everything right there.
Okay.
No jokes, no ideas.
All right. We'll talk about bad ideas. Can we talk about this? Because I did not read this before the show, and I really want to know what's up with it. All right. So, Settlers of Catan is a board game. I don't know, Chad, if you've ever heard of Settlers of Catan or not. Basically, it is a... It's a... What if the guy asking about airline food is actually wondering and no one will tell him?
Wow.
Dude.
What does he want to know about it?
What if all stand-up comedians are asking about things and just everyone just laughs at them?
Everybody's just like, ah, ha, 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 ha. But they're like, no, really.
No, please tell me.
What's the deal?
Send me free Hot Pockets.
Give me that stuff.
I don't think does anyone like Jerry Seinfeld made the what's the deal with airline food thing, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't think anyone does that style anymore.
No, except Jerry, because he's still doing stuff.
Yeah, but he could do whatever he wanted.
Yeah,
he could come out and ride a unicycle and with a clown nose on. Actually, that's a great act, so I probably shouldn't. He could come out and just stare into the audience like a creeper while eating Doritos slowly and then leave the stage and make $1 million.
He probably probably did that.
He probably has done that.
Time,
yeah.
Yeah. Yep, he's got his new special on Netflix or whatever.
Have you watched it?
No.
I don't know if I will.
I'm not a big fan.
I don't see Jerry.
The guy
is
seems
like
a dick to me. Like he's so full of himself. Like, I am the comedian.
But then again, he is like the most successful comedian of all time.
Well, what do you do? Yeah, everyone knows.
Well, it's
you
like,
don't have to keep bragging about
it's
it.
It's the Kanye thing.
Yeah.
Like Kanye keeps innovating in rap, so he says he's the greatest rapper alive.
Mm-hmm.
And he is. But that infuriates you that he knows it because you can't say he's not because he is.
He's not.
He is. He's well, he not, might not though. Be right now. He was 5 years ago.
Yes.
He, I think...
Back when, before the
Back before
Kardashian
the Kim Kardashian
thing
happened, yeah. Mm-hmm. He was like right around my beautiful, dark, twisted, upside down, in the sewer fantasy, whatever it was called. You know that album?
Yep.
With the flash and with the monster.
Flashing.
With the nice. Monster. That one's before, right? That's Graduation. Because he did...
Oh,
college dropout, late registration, college dropout.
Love Lockdown, man.
Graduation, and then did he do 808s and Heartbreaks after?
I think he did that before.
Graduation or before? No, he definitely did it after. Because it was Graduation when we were doing the show, because we were playing that stupid robot. That's from Graduation. That was huge in like 07 when we first met.
Yeah.
And then 808s and Heartbreaks came out because remember we listened to that stupid song.
Love Lockdown.
Love Lockdown on an infinite loop. God, that was. Weren't those people like painted like trees and stuff and just walking around in the dark and glow
Dude,
paint?
That was the weirdest music video I'd ever seen.
And then he did My Dark and Beautiful Twisted Tree Fantasy.
Right, and that's got like a red cover or something.
Right, with like the. Like pixelated out naked scene
because
it was some weird demon having sex with some normal human
lady.
Weird
man.
It's very strange. And that had Monster on it, and it had the Bon Iver song on it. And did it have Runaway on it? I had Runaway on it, right? The one with the piano.
I think.
And then he came out with the one that actually his next album was good too. The one that looked like the pirated copy, Yeezus.
Jesus.
That was a good album, too.
That's where
that
I dropped off.
That one is
Mr.
really
Yay.
Strange,
yeah, nah.
But it's different than anything you've ever heard, and that made it good.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I think Life of Pablo came out, and it's like audio vomit.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think, I mean, I'm sure it's good.
I don't think I've heard one song from that.
I think I've heard a couple, and it just, it sounded like he tried to do what he already did, and Kanye's always been best when he tries something new.
No, he's a crazy person, kind of always has been.
But if you think about it, like, his first three albums were just straight rap. And they were all good, just Kanye rapping.
And then
he started getting weird. Right. And then 808s and Heartbreaks was his first like experimental album, and it worked. And then he did like experimental with regular rap, which was the Fantasy album. And then he did experimental again with Yeezus, and that kind of worked. And then he tried a third time, and it's like, all right, dude, maybe just be normal.
You hit diamonds a couple times.
Yeah, you can't do it three times in a row. It's not going to work. But anyway, what were we talking about? Oh, yeah, Settlers of Catan.
Yeah, this movie.
Yeah, so Settlers of Catan is a board game. How would you describe Settlers of Catan, the board game, for someone who's never seen it? Or played it?
It's a strategy-based, like, fort building game.
Right, that's
basically.
It's kind of,
try and make,
I don't
a
even
bigger
know what
fort
you compare
than the
it
other
to
people,
but
that
yeah,
you play
it's
against.
Like you roll the dice, and depending on what you roll, you get resources, and then you use those resources to build roads and
crafting,
like, houses,
right?
And the person who gets the most points or gets to 10 points first wins, and the way you get points is by having the most houses first. So basically it's a lot of luck, and it's a lot of, and like you build around the same map. And so there's a lot of strategy and staying away from other people so you can continue to build more and, you know, picking the right
it's
resources
Monopoly
at the start
mixed
of the game.
With,
it's like a little bit of Risk with
game.
A little bit of Monopoly with a little bit of Yahtzee.
And Minecraft.
And Minecraft,
crafting stuff together.
It's kind of, it's kind of that way. So,
pretty fun game.
That's what it is. Well, here's why this is a strange story. Apparently, Sony is having a movie called Settlers of Catan in the works. Sony Pictures in negotiations to acquire the rights to adapt Catan, the influential board game known as the Settlers of Catan, into a film. Gail Katz, whose credits include Pawn Sacrifice, The Perfect Storm, and Air Force One, will produce. By the way, all of those movies are horrible.
Oh, it's straight bad.
Yeah,
Air Force One?
That killed Harrison Ford's career for
is
like 10 years.
Is that the one that he's like, get off my plane?
Yes, well, he is the president. Yes, and it gets overrun by German terrorists or something. Yeah. That stalled Harrison Ford's career for a bit. After that, he was only in like romantic comedies.
Hold on, The Perfect Storm. That's not the one.
That's Mark Wahlberg.
It was?
It's Mark Wahlberg, George Clooney, yeah.
Well, that one did have pretty or like the first.
Yeah, that one made money because of the spectacle.
Right, because
and
the
cast. Like, it was one of George Clooney's first movies, one of Mark Wahlberg's first.
It was still a bad plot.
It's bad.
But
it's a bad. Like, you go back and watch it now, it's bad.
Yeah.
It's like, I like compare it to like movies like The Haunting, the new The Haunting movie with Liam Neeson and Owen Wilson is in it. And like that's from like late 99, 2000 maybe. And it was the first scary movie to have like A-list cast for the modern era. Cause like Owen Wilson's in it and Liam Neeson's in it. It also had like the first movie to work on since Star Wars, where ILM used their new sound, their new visual effects technology they developed for The Phantom Menace for The Haunting. But you go back and watch that movie, it is garbage of the highest caliber.
Garbage.
And but I put it in the same category. Like, people went and saw it because it was a this is back when people knew that movies were special.
Yes.
And like, now every movie, even like the low budget movies, are amazing, like spectacle wise. Yeah. So now movies just good and bad, but The Perfect Storm is a bad movie that was good.
Oh. Wow.
For context, chat said, give me some ASMR, but Owen Wilson, oh
wow. Wow.
I don't think I know Owen Wilson so well.
Oh, wow.
This is very uncomfortable for me.
Probably.
I hope you're wearing earbuds.
Oh, wow. I don't know.
You sound like the nanny.
Well, he sounds like an idiot anytime he does it. He's got the worst voice. I just forget it at the moment. Oh, wow. God dang it. I'm going to keep trying.
But Settlers of Catan, Dan Lin, whose credits include It and the Lego Movie, and Jonathan Eldritch will join the producing team. Blaze Hemingway will write the screenplay. The studio is fast-tracking the project toward production with the goal of launching a possible franchise. What do you think?
I'm just trying to read why. As huge fans of the game, we're struck by the
endless possibilities of stories that it could inspire. It's not every day that you have the opportunity to work in a world beloved by millions of people and expand its story for the screen. Don't you think that it's going to go the Jumanji route?
Oh, yeah.
That's got it. It's like the only way it could be, like where the game comes to life.
Have to have a plot and then, you know,
keep going
through that plot in about a 2-hour time span. how can you go through a gameplay that can last potentially ever with no real plot other than I'm building more stuff than you?
Like, Catan is a game... It's one of those rare games that lasts longer than a movie.
Yeah.
But still remains fun.
Right.
Like, there aren't a lot of games
like
that.
But it's just like, what plot are you going to get? Oh, we got two civilizations here that are vying for the same land. And then they don't fight because there's no combat mode in the game.
Look at the description
Knights.
of the board game that Variety wrote. The goal of the game is to create the dominant community on the ever-changing fictional island of Catan amid scarce resources. That's not really a description of the board game at all.
The fictional island never changes.
Well, every game is different, right? Every new game is different.
But you don't create a dominant community over the course of multiple games. You do it in one game with the same island.
Yes.
So that is bullshit.
Yeah, also the resources aren't scarce.
They're really not when
you're
rolling
dice. Like, it's not like there's only six rock in the entire game. Like, the scarce resources would be, like, if you don't roll the right number every time.
Yeah, stupid.
Like, they just
stupid,
don't know,
stupid,
man.
Stupid.
You said
this is Sony?
Yes.
Of course it's Sony.
It's Sony, yeah, of course. They can't make good movies to save their lives. Do you think the new Jumanji is going to be good?
It's going to be good in the fact that if you like Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Kevin Hart talking back and forth.
I do. Jack Black's also in it.
And then that, sure. But as for plot and how the ending will come up, probably not.
Hear me out, man.
Nope.
Do you think it could be a PG-13 version of Tropic Thunder?
I really hope it is.
Because it's got, like, Dwayne The Rock Johnson would be the Robert Downey Jr.,
nah,
I would say.
Ben Stiller
character? Okay.
Yeah.
And then Kevin Hart.
It's like the Jay Baruchel character.
Yeah.
They're missing the Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah, he's not really
I don't
there.
Know who
Because Jack Black's going to be Jack Black.
Right.
The chick might be the Robert Downey Jr. character,
maybe.
Like the "I take it really seriously, guys, come on" thing type.
Yeah.
But
that's
like,
possible.
Kevin Hart's probably the Ben Stiller.
Oh yeah,
I would say
no,
that.
No. The Rock's the one that's like trying to be all badass because he's this new big gigantic dude and he's trying to impress the girl.
Maybe
that he's
I need
with.
To watch Tropic Thunder again. I don't remember Ben Stiller being a badass.
Yeah, he's the badass. He's Tug Speedman, man.
Even watch it again. I don't remember his name, and
Save
you just saying
world.
It right now just made me
seven
laugh.
Seven times.
Oh, that's right, because he was that huge
yeah,
action.
Yeah, he's the
star.
Action.
You're right.
Guy.
Okay, so he
so
will be
Rock.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
And then Kevin Hart's definitely Jay Baruchel.
You don't think he's a booty sweat guy?
No. Like a mixture, maybe.
I just like saying booty sweat.
Booty sweat. Booty sweat. Give me that booty
sweat. Oh, man. Speaking of a Tropic Thunder, I really want to know what you thought about Tom Cruise's new movie, where he looks like a 50-year-old lesbian, according to the internet. And you watched it.
Yeah. American so. Made.
Right? Yeah, American Made.
It was,
which is by the same guy who did Edge of Tomorrow, the Live, Die, Repeat movie.
Okay.
It's their second collaboration. So I had high hopes for it because I love that Edge of Tomorrow movie. That movie's great.
It was more, it was a biopic. I mean, that's what it is. It's about an actual guy who did drug running and gun smuggling for...
did it feel
Reagan
realistic or did it feel crazy?
It felt more realistic than Live, Die, Repeat or whatever, for sure.
I mean, Live, Die,
Repeat
about fighting
it
an alien
stylized,
force at a groundhog
He tried night. To be funny a couple of times, but...
He did?
Yeah.
Did work?
No. No.
Okay.
But it was good. It wasn't like a great gem out of this years of movies, but... It was a better Tom Cruise movie than The Mummy.
This is
the
worst movie
that.
I've ever heard in my life.
What, do you want me to go plot by plot here?
Yeah!
Okay.
Spoil it!
Gah.
I don't really want like a synopsis of the movie. It's just what more than it was good.
It was super good, man.
That's worse.
Okay. he's a pilot for... He's a standard airline pilot for passengers. And
right.
then...
Okay.
He's really skilled, and so the
was he like in the military
CIA,
or anything?
No,
so
no.
He's just a commercial airline pilot.
Commercial airline pilot.
Okay.
I forget how he gets involved, but
probably met a passenger who was in the CIA. Told baby,
but yeah.
Oh my god, that was the first foghorn we've actually ever gotten, and it was terrifyingly loud.
It was so random. I thought something broke.
Okay.
Dude. Was that Dude?
That's Dude. He said,
"Man,
I found your vlogcast on IRL on Twitch and was watching old recordings. You guys are funny and have some great chemistry. High quality production as well. Keep it up, boys. Thank you so much, dude.
Thank
for your $5
very,
tip
very, very much.
And literally giving me a heart attack."
Oh no, my load.
What? Your load?
I did it last week. It's a running joke. Yeah,
was brother. I here?
Yeah, no.
Oh, you did it on the show?
Okay, I dropped my e-cig, and then last week I was just like, I shot my load, and you were like, that's going to be...
I have no recollection of that.
I just did it again. All right, I'm bringing things
maybe
back.
Maybe I'll remember next time. Well, thank you, dude, for your contribution.
You're
God, that foghorn. can we play it again just so I can... get it into my body what it's actually going to sound
sure,
like.
Sure, man.
Because seriously, the last time I heard the sound effect was the first day we did Twitch and I was testing the alert. So that was what? August? Early August?
Yeah. It's been a good couple of months.
Here we go.
That's so ridiculous.
It's so loud.
It's so loud. Wow.
Beautiful. All right, well, thank you. Thank you again, dude. That means a lot.
All right, Mr. CIA guy comes
in. Care.
Oh, you don't.
I'm sorry. The foghorn jump-started my heart, and it realized how short life is. And now I don't care at all about Tom Cruise's newest movie.
He's a country bumpkin. he talks with a country accent this entire time. Country bumpkin.
Okay.
And
God, that's
the CIA approaches him and is like, we need you to... Crap.
He just watched this last night, guys.
Like, run. I forget where it started because he ran a whole bunch
Ecuador.
Of stuff. It was Nicaragua, I think, is where he was going to. Or no, it started off with Colombia, something like
one
that.
Up.
It was drugs.
No one knows.
Something.
Okay.
Something. He's delivering drugs for...
Okay, so he runs drugs for the CIA.
Yes.
Okay. What is
from Colombia?
What's the problem? Is he like getting involved with like the cartel and they want to kill him?
Well, ish. Yeah, it's the Medellin cartel that he gets involved
with.
Okay. But then, God, I now I remember.
Okay.
He was a really good pilot, so he's a spy pilot to start off with. He just has cameras in his plane and is taking pictures of the communists. So the Russians coming over into South America.
He's flying, but only flying.
Right.
Okay.
And so he's just taking pictures to start off with. Then he like lands to get gas and then is approached by the cartel.
Okay.
And being like, you fly down here every week or so. We want you to smuggle drugs back into the U.S. And then he's like, okay, you're going to pay me? And they're like, yeah, $2,000 a kilo, which is a lot. So then he's like, I'm doing that. So then he starts running drugs for the cartel. CIA figures out about it. And they're like, just keep doing it, but you're doing it for us. So if we ask you to do anything, you're going to do it.
I mean, this sounds cool so far, right?
Yeah, it's not bad. And then, like, Nicaragua, I think, is the one down there where, like...
Sounds so racist.
There's a lot, man. There's a lot. I'm American. I don't know countries. Nicaragua is, like, having some civil war or something like that. And so Reagan wants to overthrow the government that's down there. So he's supplying guns now. To the rebels or something like that for them to fight.
So now he's really also doing
fight.
Gun running?
So yes, now he's doing gun running for the CIA while still doing the drug thing, while making buttloads of cash, just like cash over in. He's burying bags in his backyard because he's got so much.
But you don't have an exit strategy, right?
Ridiculous.
Isn't that always the problem
strategy.
With these things?
Every time.
You never have
like,
an exit
I'm getting
strategy.
Into it. I'll probably die by getting out of it, but I'm going to keep doing it. Yeah, that's him.
Like... Okay, so let me ask you a question. This might not be related. I don't know. Is there any point in the movie where it like shows him spending the money and having a good time with his money?
He gets a nicer house, and then the CIA gives him an airfield, basically.
Okay.
And so then he upgrades that, gets more people involved, so he's got like three other guys with him doing the same smuggling runs and stuff like that. So yes, he builds his corporation.
That's like the problem I always have with all these drug movies.
Yeah.
All right, all these people get super rich. I just unplugged our headphones.
Way to go, man.
Well, I ran over it.
God, you're the worst.
I'm sorry. All these people get super rich, okay? And then you never see them spend their money.
Right. Well, he didn't either. He just he did.
I want to see a drug movie where like we get how drug running works.
Yes.
Like, I feel like the average American could run drugs because of the amount of movies and television shows they've seen about how to run
drugs. Sure, yeah, it's so easy.
It looks pretty easy.
It's not.
Why?
Not at all, because you got like five different government agencies looking out for people running drugs.
They don't care.
They don't when you're given maps from the CIA as to where they look at, and so you can avoid
them. So let's say
them.
You're in that situation.
Yeah.
All right? I would run... If I made... How much money do you think he made per run? Just take a guesstimate. Just take a guess.
Let's see. He had 1,500 pounds on an airplane. 2.2 is a kilo. So divide that by half. 750 times 2,000.
So he made 15 grand right about that.
No, 750 times 2,000.
Oh, so he made 150,000.
Right.
He made 150,000.
Basically every trip.
Every trip. Okay.
Yeah.
So he made 8 times, 10 times what we make in a year.
Mm-hmm. With one trip.
With one trip.
Yeah.
Okay. Why wouldn't you do one a year and then spend the money?
Because you're owned by the cartel, and they're like, no, you're doing this. We need another run.
Well, see,
they
why...
go through the drugs like crazy, man.
Well, but why doesn't Tom Cruise hire these other people to do the drug running for him, and then he only does one, gets his money, lives off $150,000 a year, and you just see him party it up for a year. And then he does one more year, and he's like, I'm going to do the boss check-in, and he go gets money. Why don't we make a movie like that, where the drug running is secondary to the man who parties?
Dude, we can make a much better movie than most movies coming out nowadays.
Especially like Sahara Money Drop.
There's like two, not that one.
Not one especially.
Not that one. We'd have to actually put thought into it at some point in time, rather than just running with like ideas on a show.
Excuse me, I believe Sahara Money Drop
is... That was a 20-minute... spiel out of your brain. That's perfect, not dude. No plot holes galore, man.
None.
You're not gonna
no plot holes.
No,
none. Name one plot hole in Sahara Money Drop.
Why is it even happening?
So you can't do it.
Why is it even happening?
It's happening because Matthew McConaughey is a crazy, crazy person, and Woody Harrelson wants to.
I watched that too.
What?
The Dark Tower.
Oh, really?
Oh, I did.
How bad was it on a scale of 1 to 10? 10 being it's elephant turds.
Matthew McConaughey was just like, okay, so he's got the Force, basically, as the bad guy.
Okay.
So he has the ending fight with
Idris Elba?
That one.
What's wrong with you? Watch Blow,
Blow
with Johnny Depp.
It's a fantastic
I think I watched Blow when
movie.
I was like 12.
Yep. I think Pablo Escobar's in that, too, I'm pretty
sure. Wasn't that like Johnny Depp's first movie that made him like pretty big?
I don't know.
I think
it's one of them.
It's one of them. Yes. Well, he was in that stupid movie where he had the hands.
Edward Scissorhands?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one.
I was about to be like, he had the hands with scissors.
He had the hands with the blades on them. They almost looked like scissors.
They were hands that were reminiscent of hair clippers.
Oh, God. Anyway, so the ending fight between the two, Matthew McConaughey is just like, I can't even do it. Like, he's like dancing with the Force. He's like, ooh, let me grab these rocks to block some bullets. And he's doing like this whole like wavy...
And I just was trying to shoot him with a gun?
It's like him stripping in Magic Mike, except with floating CGI elements.
Oh,
glass,
God,
rock,
dude.
Wood. Oh, God, it was so bad. And like him as a villain, I can't take it seriously.
Did it feel like they crammed 8 books into one movie?
No, it really didn't.
That's probably a bad thing, actually.
Yeah, it really is, because like 4 things happened. This kid has visions.
God, I had such high hopes for that movie,
Oh, God, it was so bad.
Like, it looked so cool. It's Idris Elba shooting big guns. Like, how cool is that?
I mean, any time that he was shooting guns, there was one action scene with him shooting where he kills, like, 100 people in maybe 3 minutes or something like that. Pretty awesome. But other than that, straight.
We need to do, like, a Seth and Colby movie club or something.
That'd be a good idea.
We're like, we could pick a movie like, let's say, Blow, for example.
Yeah.
And like, we just say, everyone watch this movie in the next 2 weeks, and then we discuss it on like
smart.
A bonus episode.
Let's do that right now. Pick a movie.
Edward
Scissorhands. The Departed! The Departed!
No.
Come on! That is the best one to start with. We'll go downhill from there forever.
We're never watching The Departed.
Oh, you're a bitch.
I'm not going to do it because...
Oh, you're the worst.
Because it's... Oh, I turned it off. I want to. My OCD is killing me.
Oh, yeah? Hold on. Oh, you got to move it just a tiny bit? Oh, look at you moving stuff. Nobody knows what you're moving.
It's so much better, though.
It's so much better. So many people notice that.
Oh, no, we also got to do it on this one.
Oh. God, just editing the show while on the show, man.
What am
what
I supposed to
doing?
Do? Before the show when I have free time?
Yeah, that would be the opportune time.
Who cares? There. Done.
Do you want to get to another story? Do you want me to get to my last movie, which is the worst movie I've ever seen
in
my entire
life? Oh, please get to that one.
All right.
I didn't realize that you watched Across the Universe.
Nope. It's worse than that.
Christmas with the Cranks?
Nope. It's worse than that.
It can't be worse than Christmas with the Cranks.
It's worse than that.
Okay. Can't wait.
It's called Dirty Grandpa.
Oh, God, that movie was bad.
That was the worst thing I'd ever
seen. It's not as bad as Christmas with the Cranks.
It was. I would rather watch Christmas with the Cranks ever again.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes.
Watch Christmas with the Cranks and then tell me that to my face.
I've seen it.
You won't. No, what you did is you blocked the horrible parts.
Maybe.
That's what you did. Also, remember Sisters with Tina Fey and Amy Poehler?
Okay, good
Also
point.
Worse.
But no, this one just was like the most raunchiest.
Yeah, it was raunchy for no reason.
I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It's every line had some sexual joke to it. I'm just like,
we get it. You're a dirty grandpa. Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
holy
I remember that.
Shit. And then just the most dumb things happen. Like Zac Efron gets thrown in jail for being too drunk. And then the cops in there are just assholes. Just straight the worst, the worst cops you could ever imagine.
I remember that.
They just screw with him the entire time when he's in there. And obviously, like, he's just asking for a phone call. Which you should be able to get when you're in jail.
Yeah, that's like you're legal, right?
Yeah, and they were just screwing with him, so they took his phone and just started calling random people. Took a snapshot of
their
crotch with his phone.
God,
I don't know
this.
If
Maybe
I watched like
bad.
The unrated version.
No, I watched
or what,
the unrated version too. I remember
was
that.
God awful.
Yeah,
I laughed three times.
I don't even know if I laughed.
And yeah, it was not
I
even
felt
hard.
Bad.
It was like
I
a chuckle.
I felt bad for Robert De Niro and Zac Efron in that movie.
Oh yeah,
like why did they make that?
I have no idea. It's gotta be Robert De Niro. He had to have read the script and was like, "I don't think I've ever done anything this dirty. Why not? Let's."
He
get
was
it.
In Casino, man.
It's not that dirty.
It's pretty dirty.
It's not that dirty.
I think there's an orgy scene in that movie.
Well, that's great, but it's not that
well, that's
mouth
great.
Dirty.
What's the name of it again? Can we watch that for the movie class?
What? Dirty Grandpa?
No.
Casino?
No. All I know is that that movie had one of my pet peeves in it. Okay?
Which is
if you're going to go above and beyond to be filthy,
mm-hmm.
you can't cast the main female character as someone who refuses to do nudity.
Yeah.
Like, everyone
Aubrey
in that movie. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Everyone in that movie should have had a nude scene. Zac Efron, Aubrey Plaza, Robert De Niro should have been nude. Half the
you
movie.
Saw Robert De Niro's dick.
I don't remember that.
It wasn't really his
well,
dick,
sure,
obviously, but he's, like, in bed with Zac Efron when they're staying the night at a hotel once, and then he wakes him up the next day with, like, his dick in his face. Just right there.
I don't remember that. That's probably good.
It was the worst movie
I don't feel like
I've
I should
ever,
remember that.
Ever seen. I ended that and was like, how did this even get made?
Yeah. I feel like I finished that one, though, and I couldn't finish Sisters.
It was like... Like a 13-year-old wrote,
yes,
wrote that
script.
Yes, that's
what it felt like a high schooler who doesn't understand.
And then somehow
that
got Robert
stuff.
De Niro and Zac Efron to be in
only
it.
The only thing I could think of is that they wanted to work together, and so they said yes.
Right.
But why couldn't they do that on a good project? There's Zac Efron and Robert De Niro.
Yeah,
like they
you
could
pick any script you want to.
Zac Efron has really
one.
Bad taste. Like, we watched Baywatch the other day, too.
Oh, really?
Not that great.
Yeah.
Have you seen Baywatch?
I haven't seen it
It's not Dirty Grandpa bad, but
right.
it's just very, ugh.
Yeah.
It's just not.
That's
it's
what
not
comedies are
fun
nowadays,
to
man.
Watch any. Like it's just.
What
boring.
Was the funniest one? I think Fist Fight might have been the one that
Fist
I laughed
Fist Fight
at.
Was funny, but that's because it's Charlie and
right.
Ice Cube,
mm-hmm.
and I feel like that worked.
Yeah.
Like, if it was like I like Central Intelligence, which is another movie, but I feel like that works because it's Kevin Hart and Dwayne Johnson. I know you don't like Kevin Hart in movies, which is why
I mean that was one of the better ones that I've
right.
seen. But
it's for the same reasons. It's like Kevin Hart is actually funny,
right?
And so you put him in a movie, he's gonna be funny.
Yeah.
Zac Efron is not a comedian.
Nope.
And, like, neither is Robert De Niro.
Nope.
So why are they the leads in a comedy?
Don't know.
Like, the Neighbors movies
mm-hmm.
are pretty good, but Seth Rogen, funny.
Right.
Zac Efron, not the funny part in that
right.
movie.
Yeah.
He's there to be a hunky fraternity dude who
right.
is Zac Efron.
Yeah.
That makes sense. He's not meant to be a comedian.
Right. I feel like that's his only role. And then
right.
in
well,
this
in
movie,
Baywatch, he's an Olympic
thing.
Swimmer, like a parody of Ryan Lochte.
Yeah.
So that kind of works.
Okay.
But then again, there's no funny people around him.
Right.
Like, it's supposed to be situational comedy. And that doesn't work because no one in that is funny.
Yeah.
Like, situational comedy works in Central Intelligence because Kevin Hart can do slapstick like ridiculous mm-hmm. over the top comedy,
and it would sell, and you'd be yes. like, okay, I'm there.
Yes, but if you're and that's the same the thing Rock with Fist Fight.
The exact same thing. It's like
yeah. It's the same with Fist Fight, nah. where you can see Charlie, he is funny yeah. in his own right. And like another movie with Ice Cube, the one where the guys are cops, Jonah Hill and Channing Tatum, what are the name of those? 21 Jump Street.
Oh, yeah.
22 Jump Street. Yeah. Like, Jonah Hill is funny mm-hmm. in his own right. So that works.
Yeah. And by association, Channing. But
right.
then when you
only need
Robert
one
De Niro,
funny person.
Yeah, Robert De Niro and Zac Efron, two unfunny people, and trying to make right. the movie funny.
That's why I think Jumanji will work, because Kevin Hart and The Rock work well together.
Yeah.
I think you only need one funny person to make the movie
right.
work.
I would agree, and they got Jack Black in it, too, so.
Right.
I don't know. It's possible. But, yeah, Dirty
yeah,
Grandpa.
Yeah, Dirty Grandpa, bad.
Worst thing I've ever seen in my life.
Bad.
Worst thing. Worst thing.
Dude, I don't know if it's worse than Sisters.
I can't think of one more that I mean, I didn't like Sisters, but.
Christmas with the Cranks, dude. I seriously, I watched that in theaters. I'm going to Google it now. It's going to make me feel
like,
super
like, Sisters
old.
Didn't disgust me. Like, there was no parts in it. I'm like, this is unfunny. But no parts of it disgusted me.
It disgusted
there
me.
There were multiple parts in Dirty Grandpa where I'm like, how is this in a movie theater?
Yeah, it
I would have wanted my money back if I went and saw that in the theater. I was like, uh-uh.
The only reason I think the major reason I didn't like Sisters is because it had the same problems Dirty Grandpa did, where it was intentionally vulgar.
Yeah.
Like, Amy Poehler, who was the dirty one in that movie? Was it Tina Fey or Amy
I
Poehler?
I think it was Tina.
I think it was. Like, it doesn't work. Like, no. We know you're Tina Fey. It doesn't work.
Right.
And, like, and then I felt bad because I've seen Parks and Rec. I've seen 30 Rock. I know what they're capable of, and mm-hmm. this is what they give
right.
us.
It's just dirtiness for dirtiness.
Right, and that's not funny.
And then it's like, also the plot of Dirty Grandpa was this guy had a good job.
Right.
Was about to get
he ruined
married.
His life, yeah.
Yeah, and then, like, was family with his family for it. And
yeah.
then at the end of it, the life-changing moment, the good that he did for himself in the movie was realizing he didn't want that job. He just wanted to go live on a boat for a year with this hot college chick and just have random sex.
I don't remember that either.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, it was a great moral movie. You know, it hit right home to all the families. But,
I don't know, man.
It was terrible.
I hated it.
It was so bad.
I remember I didn't like it.
An hour and a half of my life.
Christmas with the Cranks movie review in 2004 from RobertEbert.com. He gave it 1 star.
Deservingly so, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Doesn't have anything. Christmas with the Cranks doesn't have anything wrong with it that couldn't be fixed by having Ebenezer Scrooge and Bad Santa the cast. It's a holiday movie of stunning awfulness that gets even worse when it turns gooey at the end. And what's it so finally happy about? Why, the Cranks' neighbors succeed in enforcing their lockstep conformity upon them. They form a herd mentality with other mentality. The movie is not funny ever in any way, beginning to end. It is a colossal miscalculation.
That's the same with Dirty Grandpa. They tried to throw in, like, oh, I really do care about you, son, even though I've punched you in the ass. I've made you do crack.
I feel like Christmas with the Cranks may be bad to me. Like, might be my worst movie ever, because it might be the first truly awful movie I ever saw.
All right.
And I saw it in theaters, and I couldn't leave.
Oh, yeah, that'd
so I had to sit there and watch it.
I would have, like, thrown a fit. I would have thrown my pop at the movie screen if I saw Dirty Grandpa in theaters. I would have died.
God, dude, I just...
Terrible movies.
So
I don't bad. Get. I don't get how they got the cast. I don't get how they get the cast to do the get the stuff. Don't get it.
I don't either, dude. Like, Christmas with the Cranks has Tim Allen.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I can see Tim Allen being in a bad movie.
Right.
Like Robert De Niro, though, man. Like, he doesn't need money. He doesn't need to be in movies anymore. He doesn't need to make bad jokes. He doesn't need to make dirty jokes.
Yeah, and he was making fun of this gay black dude in it. They had a gay black guy character in it, and he was making fun of him for being black and gay the entire movie.
Because racism and homophobia are funny if you're old. Is that
right.
Is that the point?
I guess.
Okay.
And then at the end, he sees, like, a straight black dude giving the gay black dude shit for being gay, and then he's like, no, 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 you can't do that. Only old people can do that, or something. And then he beats the crap out of that black guy for the gay guy, and he's just like, we're cool now, right? And he's like, yeah. I'm just like, no. No, they tried to be like...
It must have been worse than I thought because I blocked
be
all that from my
It tried to be offensive and not politically correct the entire movie until the very end where it was like, oh, nope, wait, you thought you were getting something different? Nope, we're the same thing. Political correctness. Here we are. Here we are.
Like, it had its potential, too. Because, like, a bad grandpa, like a dirty grandpa could have been like, oh, I'm just going to cause hilarious situations for you but not actually ruin your life. Or
yeah.
be a horrible person.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, you know what a great example of that is? Little Miss Sunshine.
Right.
You remember the grandpa in Little Miss Sunshine and how he's filthy? But he does it in a hilarious way, where he loves his family and he cares about his family, but he also doesn't take no shit from nobody. Like, right.
Most of the time. Right. Yes. Much better.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
But yeah, this is terrible.
I would love to see a movie with the granddad from Little Miss Sunshine hanging out with Zac Efron on a road trip.
It was just so dumb.
Little Miss Bad Grandpa.
It was a college spring break party movie.
But with an old man in it.
But with an old Robert
De Niro.
And
no nudity.
And no nudity.
Except
well,
for Robert De Niro's
Yeah, there
dong.
Was some boobs and stuff like that in it, but not the main character's ones.
No.
And not, yeah.
I don't know.
They're just random ones.
Just like, was that a, you think that was a Sony movie?
Yes, it was.
Of course it was.
1,000% it was.
Of course it was. Chris with the Cranks, written by Chris Columbus, by the way. That surprises me.
He's discovered America.
He did that, and he also wrote the first two Home Alones, the first two Harry Potters.
Oh, wow.
Like, he's pretty respected.
Oh, wow.
Like, family movie guy.
Yeah, right.
What's the one with Ben Stiller at the Night of the Museum? He also wrote those.
Crazy.
And then he did Christmas with the Cranks.
God. And then nothing.
Christmas with the Cranks, dude.
Done. He's done.
All right, what about this movie? So we talk about movies. Gambit, starring Channing Tatum, will open Valentine's Day 2019. 20th Century Fox says that February 14th, 2019 release date has been reserved on the calendar is being designated for Gambit, starring Channing Tatum. Deadline exclusively reported that Gore Verbinski is set to direct the long in the works X-Men movie from Josh Zutemer's script. Producer Channing Tatum, Reed Carlin, Simon Kinberg, and Lauren Shuler Donner. Don't know who those people are. Well, I know who Simon Kinberg is. He did the other movies. Chris Claremont, Jim Lee created Gambit from Marvel, otherwise known as blah, 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 blah. Character materialized short burst, 2009. Gambit faces off the new date with Rebel Wilson and Liam Hemsworth. It is a comedy. It isn't romantic.
What? It is a comedy?
No. It faces off against a romantic comedy with Rebel Wilson and Liam Hemsworth on the same date. I don't know.
Really?
Man.
Rebel Wilson and Liam Hemsworth.
Yep. That'll be good, won't it?
Sounds the opposite of that. So Gambit's not a funny guy, right? Like, this isn't going to be the next Deadpool.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. Like, I think he's... Okay, so he's, like, guy from Louisiana, so he's got, like, the Creole accent. Mm-hmm. And he loves to gamble. Like, right. His power is, like, he can, like, light things on fire and make them explode with his, like... It's not, like, rogue, like, touch, but it's... For simplicity,
energy,
it's touch, okay?
Like
and so he uses playing cards, and he lights those on fire, and he throws them, and they turn into mini-bombs.
Yes.
That's like what he does in the cartoons, right. Which is basically my reference for Gambit. And then he's Will.i.am in that
really
bad movie.
Taylor Kitsch, who
is... Who's that?
John Carter from Earth.
Don't know him.
You know him.
I never saw John Carter.
It was terrible.
Right, that's why
and,
I never saw
him. Let's see, he was in Battleship, the one with Liam Neeson.
Never saw that. Why would I go see Battleship?
Bad.
Had Rihanna in the trailer? I'm going to say no
Rihanna
to that.
And Mr.
If Rihanna's in the movie, I'm going to go ahead and skip that movie.
Skarsgård guy? The True Blood vampire?
Oh, Peter?
Man.
Peter Skarsgård? Skarsgård? Is that his name? Yeah.
I think so.
That doesn't sound right.
Well, you know who I'm talking about.
I know who you're talking about. Eric from True Blood.
Yes, Eric from True Blood. He's also in it for like a hot minute. But other than that, it's Taylor Kitsch and Rihanna being stupid.
Okay.
So, yeah, Taylor Kitsch played the
Oh, yeah,
Gambit.
It says right here, portrayed by Taylor Kitsch. I should learn to read.
He's also in the American Assassin movie that just came
out.
But
Deadpool 1 released on Valentine's Day. Remember that. Mm-hmm. So it makes me wonder if they're going for the same type of feel. Like a more,
it would not
quote,
surprise me.
Low budget.
They were like, oh, we got money off that one.
Right.
Let's do that again.
Right.
I mean, it's not Sony, but still, 20th Century
well,
Fox.
Well, 20th Century Fox doesn't
better.
Have that great of a record. You ever heard of Fantastic Four?
I have.
You ever heard of X-Men 3, The Last Stand?
Four of them, yep. Three of them.
Apparently, X-Men Apocalypse was also terrible. I liked it, but apparently I'm wrong.
I mean, it was definitely not the worst one I've ever seen, but...
Well, it's hard when you got X-Men's Origins out there, and you got...
Hey, man, back off.
Hey, the one where
people
Wolverine...
People hate that movie. I like it.
The one where Ryan Reynolds is Deadpool, and he comes out at the end, and his mouth is sewn shut. You like that?
Dude, okay, this is going to make me sound sad, but the only reason I like that movie is right when Wolverine, like, chops his head off at the very end. He does the I Am Sparta kick off the nuclear reactor, and I'm like, oh, God, that's one of the best scenes I've ever seen.
You're a dummy.
I am! I'll admit that! So sorry, good.
I like the other X-Men Origins one where he's in Japan and he
that
trains.
That one was the worst.
He trains with all the samurai.
And he jumps on top of a train like a frog.
Yeah, man. That was awesome.
That was the worst one.
He's at that funeral and then he ends up killing
that
everyone
was
at it.
So bad.
They're all bad.
They're all bad.
They're all bad.
The
honestly.
First one wasn't
I
terrible.
Really like X-Men 2.
Two wasn't bad.
Two was good. The first one shows its age, but right. it's not bad, but mm-hmm. it shows its age, I think, a lot.
Yeah.
And two, I think, is really good. I think two's my favorite. Mm. And then Days of Future Past is like, it works because 80% of the movie is in the past with right. Wolverine and, or not Wolverine, but with, yeah, it is Wolverine, isn't it? Doesn't he go back to the past?
And yes. He okay. Days of, sorry.
So that
I
one
confused
works.
It with First Class.
Yeah, because First Class they show Wolverine and he has a cameo and that's it.
Fuck off.
Yeah, exactly. And the second one works because it's mostly a Wolverine movie.
Yes.
The third one I kind of liked, but I think most people didn't like it.
Apocalypse.
Yeah, Apocalypse. The first one is good, but it kind of to me is kind of like the first X-Men where
wasn't
it's
that
like,
Olivia Munn?
Yes.
She had, I think, one line of dialogue.
She had maybe one or two lines, and she then, just yeah. flew through the air with pink swords, and that's
that
all she did
the
whole movie.
She probably was not good, and so they were like, cut, cut.
But it also
cut,
had cut. It also had Sansa in it, and I thought yeah. her character was a good Jean Grey.
Yeah.
It had Wolverine.
People don't like
for
her.
For a hot second. Didn't it?
Yeah, he was in it.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
A good amount.
You looked at me like he wasn't, then I got
scared. I had to think. I had to think.
We should not talk about movies.
And then Logan came out, and then...
We sound like two old men trying to remember World War I.
Yeah.
This movie came out 3 years ago, if even that.
That's fine. We saw it once. It's better than my dad. He doesn't remember him, like, a day after he sees
you
him.
You know what's really stupid?
Which is me.
I'm going to let you into my brain a little bit. It might regret it, might not. I don't know. Let me tell you something,
all
okay?
Right.
Doesn't it feel like it's been forever since we've had another Marvel movie? Doesn't, like, the gap between the last Marvel movie you saw and Thor coming out in a couple weeks feel like an eternity? It does to me.
No.
It does to
we
me.
We had two.
I know.
Already this
that's
year.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I saw Spider-Man 3 months ago.
Yeah.
We had, like, what did we have earlier? We had Guardians in May.
Yeah.
And I saw that twice in theaters.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw Spider-Man.
Like, too long
and that
for
feels
you?
Like so long ago.
So you're saying
I feel like I've been waiting.
Marvel?
I feel like I've been waiting for Thor forever, and I think part of that is because I'm not a giant fan of Spider-Man or Guardians. Like I like both the movies,
right?
But like I don't look forward to their movies.
But you're a fan of Thor,
yeah, dude. I'm stupid. What do you want me to do? All right, you like Sparta kicks into abandoned nuclear things, and I like Thor. Okay,
shot the whole thing down with his like, X-ray vision or whatever.
So I don't want to hear any judgment from you, man.
I'm judging you because you like the second Thor.
Yeah, you didn't like the Dark World.
No,
I know people don't like that movie too.
It was just. It was one of the ones before Marvel was like, all right, maybe we should make every movie a world-ending movie because then why wouldn't the Avengers show up? Why wouldn't Tony Stark be like, oh, there's this dark elf that's about
Thor's
to destroy the world.
Thor's got it, dude. Thor's got it.
Nah.
Yeah.
Like, out of all of them, yeah, he's probably the one that could handle it by himself.
Yeah.
But still.
He is the god of lightning.
You're not going to take Tony's ego out of it.
Is he the god of thunder?
Lightning.
No, it's thunder.
It's lightning.
No, it's thunder. It's Thor's the god of thunder.
No.
Yeah.
Then why does he get all lit up with lightning in the
because you can't
trailer?
See thunder, so they have to add something.
Thor, the god of nothing, because he's stupid.
Yeah, Thor, god of thunder, right
You're
there.
You're a god of thunder.
That'd be sweet. Only after Taco Bell.
So dumb.
He's associated with thunder, lightning, storms, oak trees, strength,
oh, yeah.
the protection of mankind, and the hollowing and fertility.
Hollowing?
That's what it says, man. Also, Halloween. Yeah, that's what it says. I'm going to click this link, but I'm not going to show it on stream because there's boobs or something. Hallow. To hallow is to make holy or sacred, to sanctify or consecrate or
Weird.
Venerate. The adjective from hallowed, as used in the Lord's Prayer, means holy. You should know this, dude. How many times in your life have you said the Lord's Prayer?
Just because I said words doesn't mean I know what they meant. I was like, what do I say? Okay, I'm saying it.
That should be the tagline for religion.
Yeah.
Just because I said words doesn't mean I knew what they meant.
Yep.
Religion.
Yep.
But yeah, Thor is a god of thunder.
So it feels like forever since you saw Spider-Man. And you're like, God, I need another Marvel
piece. I feel like, I don't know if it's been, feels forever like I've seen Spider-Man. It feels like I've been waiting on Thor for forever.
Mm.
It's like the other Marvel movie. Like, it feels like the last true Marvel movie I saw was Civil War.
Yeah, I mean, that kind of makes sense. That's what I feel like. Well, minus Spider-Man's. I think with the whole Sony mix in that, you don't really feel the same world as much, but the other ones have been around forever.
Well, and Guardians...
Thor's been around since the first.
Guardians, you knew was what exactly what it was going to be.
Different.
Right, but you knew what it was going to be. You knew it was going to be a buddy comedy.
Yeah, group.
Where they were going to save the world blah, 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 blah. Like, you knew that, all right? And so, this movie, Thor, I have no idea what it's going to be about. Like, I know that he loses his hammer and he fights Thor in a gladiator pit. And I know that...
Thor fights Thor in a gladiator pit?
That's what I said, man, and I stand by it. Okay, don't judge me. Thor fights the Hulk.
Yes, there you go.
And then Cate Blanchett's trying to destroy Asgard and take it over.
Yeah.
But other than that, I don't know what Jeff Goldblum's doing there.
I think you'd covered everything.
Jeff Goldblum's there, dude.
Yeah, he's a magical, powerful person.
Yeah. I'm excited to see Jeff Goldblum wearing makeup.
I don't care one little bit about that, Mr. Goldblum.
Do you like Jeff Goldblum? You don't like Jeff Goldblum?
No.
Dude, I saw him, one of my parents, a couple weeks ago, and they were watching Criminal Minds or Law & Order. It was Law & Order. And Jeff Goldblum was on it. Like,
dude,
he's in the show, like, as a character.
I watched
recurring.
The League. You ever seen that?
I mean, I know.
Fantasy football show?
Yeah.
He's Ruxin, so Nick Kroll's dad, in that show.
He's not in every episode, is he?
Not in every one, but he reoccurs a good amount of times, and he plays the biggest douche ever. And I just, no. Don't like him.
Let's see, Law & Order. It's got to be on his IMDb, right?
Yeah, right there. Just right there.
Okay, so he was only in a few, 24 episodes. But it's 24 episodes of Law & Order. That's a whole season, at least.
Yeah.
Jeff Goldblum. Well, he's the
man with the bloom and the gold.
Yeah, there he is. He's in The League. Okay, only two episodes, though.
Really?
Only two episodes of The League. So, on you. On you, sir.
It felt like way more than that, and that shows you how shitty he was, because it stuck with me for that entire show.
He's in seven episodes of Portlandia. He's in one episode of Inside Amy Schumer. He was a voice in Black Ops 3, Call of Duty. You know what? Maybe you're right. Maybe I shouldn't like Jeff Goldblum.
You shouldn't, man. The man is a weird person.
I liked him in...
The man is a weird person.
What do I like him in?
Nothing.
There's got to be something.
Jurassic Park.
I did like him in that. Oh, Reigns. Reigns was a good show.
How about Will and Grace? You like him in Will and Grace?
I don't think I ever saw Will and Grace, so I can't say. Life Aquatic was good. God, he's been in a lot of movies. A lot of bad movies. I did not know Jeff Goldblum was in this many bad movies. Lost World, Independence Day. You think he's just been riding that Independence Day wave forever, hasn't he?
Yeah, the first movie, Park and then the a game, and then now this, uh-huh. Both. Those are his only things. So, you like a man with two things.
It does put perspective into certain actors, like, let's say Robert De Niro, for example, who's been in 100 movies.
You're right.
Jeff Goldblum has really been in, like, three movies that made a ton of money, four of them, okay? And he's doing all right.
Yeah.
Like, no one looks at Jeff Goldblum and goes, oh, man, he's not rich, right?
I don't know. I saw him in that whatever the food truck was, and I'm like, what's going on here, man?
Dude, but he looks so happy in that food truck. Remember those photos?
I mean, if that's what he wants to do, that's what he wants to do. But I'm just not, that doesn't scream, I'm a man who's doing all right.
It does to me. Could you go out today and just get a food truck because you want? Because I got some food trucks are expensive. Where are you going to get a food truck, man?
Dude, they're all around town at the current moment.
You just can't take someone else's
Called
food
a
truck.
Loan,
you
and
can't
then
just
I just
take
buy
someone
one.
Else's food truck. It was branded after him.
Yeah.
You have to Google it now.
Jeff Goldblum.
Shut up. I don't know how to touch.
Jeff
Type.
Goldblum.
We go right here. Look.
Oh, God.
Look at him. See, it's Chef Goldblum's. It's a play off his name. Like Jeff Goldblum's.
Yes.
Chef Goldblum's. You get it?
I get it.
All right. So you're going to have Colby's Cakes or something up there. All right. So you're going to make a sign.
Kay.
First of all, the whole truck is branded at Chef Goldblum's. All right.
It's called a loan.
Okay.
That's all I got.
Look at him serving that. That looks delicious.
Looks so happy.
He's also in Australia, Okay, he's in Sydney, Australia.
Okay, I can't
he's not
afford
in Wichita,
to fly
Kansas.
My,
all right,
my food truck
so
to Australia.
Let's see now: 2 for Jeff Goldblum, 0 for Colby.
All right.
Well, also, I wasn't in Jurassic Park.
Look at him. Look at he's given one free. To buy one, get one free? Can you give away free food with
no.
the purchase of what's right? You can't, because you're not Jeff Goldblum.
Gross.
This old lady there, look at him. He looks so happy, man. I have never been that happy in my life. Have you ever been that happy?
I don't know. Probably not.
No. I don't know anyone who ever has been that happy.
Yeah, not to where I have that smile on my face.
Like, he's serving sausages out of a truck in the Australian heat. In black leather jackets, and he's smiling bigger than I have ever in my life. Jeff Goldblum wins, and we lose.
I mean, I'm not denying that, but I don't particularly like the man.
My point was, is that if he can do that and be happy for movies and do whatever he wants the rest of his life, be happy, Robert De Niro did not need to make Bad Grandpa.
No,
he definitely didn't.
He really did not.
He could have been serving sandwiches.
Don't know why anyone thought that was a good idea. No idea.
Because the amount of money couldn't... I guess maybe you got grandkids or something. I don't know.
Dude, it was...
But then you got people like Tom Hanks who are in movies every... Tom Cruise, another one. It's like in movies every year.
Yeah.
They're always okay, at least.
Mm-hmm.
Like, an okay movie is one of their bad movies.
Right.
Like, there's The Mummy is probably Tom Cruise's worst movie to date. And even it was okay.
Hi, Peter Pan.
Hi.
How's it going?
Peter Pan.
Welcome to the show. Which is not really a show.
It is a show.
I mean, it's kind of a show.
It's 100% a show. We're sitting here doing show things.
It's not showness at all. We don't do a show.
We do a show.
No.
Twice a week, actually.
No.
Sunday and Thursday.
You can just come here and talk.
That is our show.
To a camera.
That's... I don't really look at the camera ever. Also, the camera is upside down still.
It is. People don't know that, though.
No, they don't. Well, I'm sure some of them do.
Well, yeah, the big Dwood definitely knows.
Yeah.
But.
Your mother knows because she's watching us still, I assume.
Maybe, possibly. Who knows?
Yep.
But, Jeff Goldblum.
Yep.
Is,
Okay, let's get rid of all these. Let's talk about this one right here. 5 bartenders share their favorite alcohols for under $30. So, me and you, all right, we both like to drink.
Yes.
You more so lately than me.
Sure.
But me in the past probably drank in a day what you've drank in the last month. So we both like to drink, okay? Here's what we do. These bartenders said, for under $30, here's a bottle you can get that's just as good as the, quote, top shelf stuff. Like, this is what you go and you buy if you want a good whiskey or a good rum or a good vodka, whatever.
Okay, here's the problem is I don't drink liquor. I drink beer. And you know why those aren't the same thing as we had a discussion on the last show?
What?
Because they say beer before liquor, never sicker.
Uh-huh.
Liquor before beer, you're in the clear.
How'd that go for you Friday night, man?
Shut up. The fact is that they determine beer is different than liquor.
What do you mean it's different? Like the way your body processes it?
No, it's a different process for making it.
Yeah.
I'm going to kill you.
I don't know what your point is. What's your point?
Last week, you said beer was liquor.
Beer is
my
liquor.
My point is
they have alcohol. Liquor is a synonym of alcohol. For me, it's slang for an alcoholic beverage. You want some liquor.
I think
that's
it's
how I've used
hard
it.
Liquor would be.
Would it be vodka?
Liquor is what.
Liquor
mean.
To me is just slang for alcohol.
Okay.
Yo, you want some
agree
liquor?
To disagree, Mr.
You don't have to,
Gif.
It's me personally. I'm not saying it's a blanket thing. It's like I'm the only person. It's me and Bender Bending Rodriguez who say blottoed, okay? It's a thing just for me. All right, liquor, like you want some liquor, it's any type of alcoholic beverage.
Gotcha. Okay.
Why you gotta get so hostile,
agree
man?
Agree to disagree,
there's
man.
There's nothing to disagree with.
I'm disagreeing
my life.
With you on
about
your
my
life.
Own life?
Yes.
You can't do that,
you can't
man.
Force your life on other people, man.
Okay.
You can't.
For the sake of your bar cart and your bank account, we asked 5 bartenders across the country about their favorite bottles in the under $30 price range. Because you deserve a high-quality beverage without breaking the bank. And you're better than a bottle of Smirnoff. Okay? You ready for this, man?
I mean, that's like, yep. Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like you're ready for this.
Nope.
Haven't heard of Guatemalan rum? Shell Burdern of Two Roads Hospitality nods to this white rum with a slightly grassy tone as her pick. noting that it's brand new to the U.S. market from Guatemala, courtesy of our friends at House Spirits Distillery in Portland, Oregon. Most important part, it makes the most refreshing daiquiri. $22 for Casa Magdalena Ron Blanco Guatemalan rum. What you think, man?
You're telling me I get that at where? My local liquor store?
Yeah, probably.
Casa Magdalena.
Well, yeah, because these people, House Spirits Distillery, are like the
Portland
distributor.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you may not be able to get it at, like, Walmart, but you could probably go to, like, the bigger liquor stores, probably be there.
Okay.
Cool.
I don't know why.
I like strawberry daiquiris because I'm a female.
That's all right, man. I'm not judging. Whatever gets the liquor into your body.
Mm-hmm.
The Agave Boys. Jerome Rojo, the Capri Marfa, Texas, says that the Capri has an affinity for agave spirits and cites Marfa's proximity to Mexico for giving him access to a plethora of fairly priced beautiful spirits. He recommends Del Maguey Vida Mezcal, and more specifically, that you drink it neat, which is no ice, no water. It's just liquor in a glass. This is a shot. Neat is a fancy way of saying shot.
Okay.
All right. For tequila, he goes to Epsilon Rospato. It's perfect for a shot, margarita, or ranch water, which is popular in our area. Ranch water is a popular West Texas cocktail made from tequila, lime, and Topo Chico. Del Maguey Vida Mezcal, $34. What do you think, man?
What is it?
It's tequila.
Oh, no. No. Never.
Look at that.
Never with the tequila.
$24.
I've had a bad experience with tequila. Don't like tequila.
Would you drink that right there?
No, it looks like piss from a Mexican.
It does, doesn't it?
This rich golden-colored tequila is exactly 364 days, making it different. Aromas of spice and caramel with a full body texture, finishing with brown spices and vanilla. I don't know, dude. I might try it. Tequila. I don't really drink a lot of tequila.
No, I don't like tequila.
I don't mind tequila.
I don't like it.
I just don't ever drink it. And I think it's probably because you don't like it, and that's probably the major reason, like, you don't like it.
Yeah. I went to Vegas once.
Yeah? That's any more it. To that story?
I had a lot of tequila when I was down there, and I got way too... No.
Hey, guys, I went to Vegas once. Where'd you go? The cheap bottle that feels ultra fancy. Good example of a house offering its most accessible blend, Nicholas Torres of Lazy Bear in San Francisco says to look for brandy. It's really easy to find a good brandy around $20. He likes Lustau Spanish brandy and notes that many French brandies can be inexpensive yet tasty. Here's what it looks like. I've never had brandy. You ever had brandy?
Mm-mm, I don't think so. I don't even know what it is.
I think it's like a brandy. I think it's a sweeter whiskey.
Okay.
If I believe.
I mean that sounds
correctly.
Right,
it's like a sweeter bourbon type of idea. I'm pretty sure.
All this is teaching me is I have no experience with alcohol.
Yeah, that's true.
Because I don't recognize one of these brands.
Okay, man, the best whiskey for a beer and a shot. All right, this is right up your alley. This is you right here. Yep. Beer and a shot.
Okay.
Want a whiskey to sip neat? Go for Rittenhouse 100. It's under $30, and it drinks like a $50 bottle, explains Brock Schulte of The Monarch in Kansas City. Look, it's even local, man. Hands down, my favorite bargain whiskey. Schulte loves it in an old pal, but notes my favorite way to enjoy it is neat with a yard beer back. $25 right here. Rittenhouse Rye 100. Oh, it's 100 proof, too.
Yeah, man, now we talking. Now we talking, man.
So you're telling me that he pours just a shot of that into a cup and then finishes off with a beer on top?
Yeah. Beer's his chaser. This whole liquor before beer thing's misnomer, dude. It's called you need a tampon if you have problems, all right?
It's called hangovers, man. They exist.
Yeah, that has nothing
when
to
do
with
that.
When you, they exist depending on how much you drink, okay? It has nothing to do with you mixing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I would not disagree with that.
Okay, we're going to leave that tab open. I'm going to make you buy some for me later. The best cheap whiskey for an old-fashioned. I'll always have a nice rent-controlled space in my heart for Old Overholt, said Steven Wheeler of the bar at Hotel Kabuki in San Francisco. Often cited as the oldest whiskey in America, Wheeler appreciates distinct flavor profile and notes that it makes a really feisty Manhattan. So this is like the best cheap drinking whiskey, like to mix with something. Old Overholt Rye. I mean, that looks like an old man on there who knows how to drink whiskey right there.
Yeah, that's George Washington right there.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Pretty intense, dude.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you want to watch? You want to watch this? I feel like you need to watch this.
I kind of
the Hangover Cure Bartender Swear By.
Sure.
Okay, I gotta unmute the tab.
I've had several hangovers in my day, and every now and then I need a hair of the dog. I always like an ice-cold beer. I like to use a pilsner. I like to put about half a glass of beer, put the beer to the side, because you could always add more later. Tomato juice.
Oh, God.
Be slow when you put this in now. Sprinkle of salt, right?
Yeah.
Squeeze a fresh lime. A little bit of pepper.
What?
Hot sauce.
Hot sauce?
This is a joke,
probably
right?
Some water, or some sleep, or some tea, or something like that. But hey, if you want some booze, you want to keep going. This is my suggestion.
So that's the Seth suggestion?
I would kind of do my personal hangover cure for when your hangover has
Here's
a hangover.
Here's another guy.
So it's sort of a full regimen of fluids and food that we're about to dive into here. We're going to start off with a lot of water.
Okay.
Kobe's in so far. He filled up a whole glass with water.
Secondly, coffee, because that's always a good idea. The way this is meant to be taken is very quickly, because there's probably no other way you could do it. This is definitely not a sipper. So what you're going to do is start off with a whole raw egg, a little tomato juice, or in this case, I used our Bloody Mary mix, and then a nice, light, easy drinking beer.
Dude, a lot of tomato juice and beers.
And a lemon wedge to finish it off in case you need it. And the last
oh, here you go, dude.
The hangover cure is going to be a nice, big, greasy burger.
I mean, I agree with that part.
The
michelada. That's been my hangover cure
little,
for a
little
good while.
Play on it here to give it a little bit more weight, a little bit of
Okay, here's
dog.
Jason Dyer.
And yeah, so we're going to have some fun with it. Normally, micheladas are just spices and beer. We try to add a little bit of flavor to it. So we add 3/4 ounce of mezcal.
That's tequila.
3/4 ounce of lime juice to keep it nice and citrusy. We have our house-made Bloody Mary mix. We use a half,
more,
1.5 ounces of
there
it.
There you go, man. More tomato juice.
What is with tomato juice?
I don't know, man.
A nice hearty shake.
Acidic? I don't know.
He just mixed tequila and tomato juice with lime juice, and he's going to drink it.
And then we top it off with a light
and
beer.
More
Pacifico
beer.
Beer.
What the hell is this?
That'll cure what ails
you. Gotta try it now. Three bartenders have said
three
beer
different
and tomato
ones.
Yeah.
Yes. I think I'm
That's
gonna
it.
Leave out the tequila part of it, but
right, wait up. Wait, good.
Well, the first guy the first guy didn't put tequila in it. Like
right.
The first and the second guy did tomato juice and a beer.
Mm-hmm.
That guy did tequila as well.
The second guy did a hard boiled egg too.
Well, that's
just
true.
A raw egg. Just straight up. Egg.
It's true.
Not gonna do that part.
So, but would you do the tomato juice and a beer? Do you have tomato juice at your house?
No.
You should get some for next Saturday because you know you're gonna drink like a horse on Friday. Because I know you. What else? What else you gotta do with your life? All right.
Yeah.
So when you wake up Saturday, tomato juice and a beer, Miller Lite.
Mm-hmm.
Throw it back. See if it helps.
All right.
You ain't gonna do it. I
nope.
can tell in your eyes.
I've liked tomato juice before. Like, I think I've had a Bloody Mary
once. I love
tomato
juice,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole salt tomato juice thing sounds okay
it's
to me.
It's the mixing of the beer and the tomato juice that's weird.
Yeah.
But it's got to have the – that's got to be the thing that cures the hangover, though, is the beer.
Right, yeah, hair of the dog.
Right.
Mm-hmm, that makes sense. I don't know. For me, what solves my hangover is pre-workout. I go to the gym. I drink pre-workout. It's a big old
well, a lot
caffeinated
of people, a lot of people
thingy.
Swear by, like, running your hangover.
Oh,
off.
Yeah. Like, and once you start, it's hard to get there. But then once you start
right.
moving and physical
well,
exercise.
It works all that junk just, out your body. Yeah.
I mean,
there's a lot of times, like, a year or so ago when we had more money and I was drinking a lot, I would go bike riding when my hangover,
yeah.
and it would help a lot.
Yep.
But I don't
I'm
really
go
get
to the gym
over.
After this, and then I'll probably be a lot more energetic.
Oh, great. Yeah, I'm glad. You're going to be energetic for when you're at home drinking by yourself. You know, you can
know.
Do a great show. Colby Newman show. Bring it back, dude.
You know, I tried to do it. I tried to go before this show.
Uh-huh. It's just so early at 2 p.m. on a Sunday.
Yeah, I slept until noon.
Uh-huh.
And then went and got food, and then now I'm here.
What'd you eat?
Subway.
Oh, that's gross, dude.
It was not the best thing I've ever had. There was no grease involved. It was kind of just like, bleh.
Yeah, why didn't you go get like a big burger?
Because I normally do that, but...
It's the beer gut.
It's that and the fact that I don't know where to get a good burger.
TJ's Burger House, man. Go downtown. It's great.
What?
Go there.
Never heard of that. Also, I'm not driving that
You've
far for a burger.
You've never been to TJ's Burger House?
I don't think so.
That'll change your life. You got to go, man.
Maybe. It's not in Delano, is it?
Yes, it is.
Okay, then yeah, I've probably been there. I think we went there once.
Probably.
Yeah.
That was back in my meat eating days.
Right.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, it's good. It's the best burgers in town. You could also go to, God, I feel like I'm forgetting a place that's like right by us that has big burgers. I feel real dumb that I don't know, but I swear.
Twin Peaks?
No.
Twin Peaks has got some greasy ass burgers.
Well, I'm sure they do, yeah. Twin Peaks. Buffalo Wild Wings has greasy burgers. Old Chicago has greasy burgers. Oh, the place right there on the corner across from the theater with the Bison Burgers. The Oklahoma place. Bricktown.
Ah, yes.
They have big old greasy burgers. You
I
go there, man.
With that.
All these places are sit-down restaurants. But you can get carry-out.
They do.
That's what you should do, man. Next Sunday, all right, when you're fighting your second, your two-day hangover from the Friday night before, all right, get carry-out, bring your burger here, eat at the beginning of the show.
Right.
On air, yeah.
On air.
Let everyone watch you eat your burger. And then we can do an experiment like you're a farm animal and we'll watch your mood improve as the show goes on. That's a great idea.
It sounds terrible.
Yeah?
It sounds like a terrible
idea. I think that's a great idea.
That's the worst
idea. I demand it. My name is First and I demand it. Why not?
You don't get that.
I know, but I should.
You shouldn't.
Me and the ampersand rule your life. You listen to the ampersand, he'll tell you what's what.
What are you saying, ampersand? You get the hell out. Don't tell me how to live my life. It's the second time that's been
brought up. I know. Gotta live your life.
What is that stupid
You know, this
song?
I didn't... Am I an idiot for not knowing you could buy liquor on the internet?
Yes.
Did you know that?
I mean, I know you could, but then how do you really prove your identity?
Right, that's why I always, like, I always guess I assumed you could.
I felt like it's like guns. Like, how do you buy a gun on the
it's
internet?
It's a great question.
Minus the illegal route, but,
like how, okay, so like if I go to one bottle, like, let's just add this to cart, let's see what happens. Okay.
You have to, like...
Let's see, all right.
What's down? Prohibited states.
Due to restrictive regulations, we cannot accept orders for shipment to the following locations.
Oh, Kansas
Alabama,
isn't one of them.
Alaska, man, this is a lot of states.
Yeah.
Alabama, Alaska, Arkansas, Delaware, Hawaii, Illinois. Why is it on that screen? Who did this? What button am I pushing? How long was that up there?
Probably not that long. I don't think.
Oh, it wasn't because I typed in zip codes. That's why. I need to use these numbers.
Man, way to go, man.
Okay, prohibited states. New Hampshire, New Mexico, North Dakota, Oklahoma, Rhode Island, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, and Virginia. So, yeah, we could get any liquor.
Yep.
Oh, and a person 21
required.
Years of age or older must be signed for your delivery.
See, now that's a problem.
So please be sure someone of age.
Day.
Well, you could send them to me. I'm here.
Yeah. That would work.
I mean, I'll just be like, dude, it never came.
Right?
I don't know what... You sent me liquor?
The
what?
The tracking code says that it made it there, man. Was signed, everything.
Someone must have stole your liquor, man. What a jerk.
Yeah,
certainly
somebody.
Not me, your
I
friend.
I wonder who that could possibly be.
Yeah, man. I don't know. I kind of want to do this. Check out here. Let's see. Check out. All right. My Netflix got hacked yesterday, by the way.
Oh, did it?
It did, dude.
They probably saw you type the password on this show and was like,
to,
we figured it out.
Don't look at my email address, chat. How dare you? I don't need you to send me emails.
Send emails all days.
Cameron@duo.com.
All the times.
Yeah, my email, I got an email at like 10 o'clock last night that said your Netflix password has been, or your email address has been changed. And I'm like, okay. So first thing I did was like go and I check and see if it actually came from Netflix. Mm-hmm. And it looked like it did. Everything about it said that it did. And so... I went and tried to sign into my account, and sure enough, it said this is no longer valid. And so then I went to reset my password, and I said I forgot my email, and though it asked with the name on the account and the billing number. So I entered that, because obviously I had the credit card that it was
right.
There. And then it said, your email address is jo...@gmail.com. And I'm like, okay, we definitely got hacked. And so I called Netflix, and they just asked me for the... last 8 digits of the card,
mm-hmm.
and then they reset it to a new email address, and I rechanged the password, and everything's back to normal, but they deleted all of our profiles.
Oh, really?
And the weirdest thing is that it does not show any activity. Like, the guy's like, if you want to report this, which we think you should because you were hacked, it protects your privacy, go to the website and click recent account activity, and you can see the IP address there, and you give that to police. I'm like, okay. So I went and looked. Nothing there. But they obviously hacked us because they deleted our profiles. So I don't know. Maybe that doesn't show up as recent activity. I don't know, man.
That's crazy, man.
It's very weird.
How does that shit happen?
I don't know, dude. I do not know.
And then, like, what, is that a password that you use on a whole lot of stuff?
Yeah, but my guess is that it's brute force. Like, they probably just try and try and try to get in because, like, I don't know. Well, also, all the times that I use that password are, like, for bills.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are they going to do? Try to get a new credit card. Good luck, guys. Good luck. Like, and that's what's weird about it is that it's Netflix. Like, the only thing you can do on Netflix is watch Netflix.
Right.
Like, you can't see billing information or anything like that. And so, like, if I go here and I go to account, okay, and I go to, where is it at? Is it
viewing activity?
I don't think it's viewing activity. It might be, because I think it was like a separate tab. Yeah, see recent account access. Yeah, see, I won't show this on stream because it's got my IP address, but like it shows United States computer, Kansas, United States computer, and it's all the same IP. So this is me.
Mm-hmm.
This is me every time. And then there's this huge gap. So these must just be new sign-ons.
Well, how about the one from Georgia?
This one, where's Georgia at right here?
Yeah.
Oh, right here? This one right here is when we were on vacations. This is Chris watching Netflix in the Atlanta airport. Because the one right before it is Chris watching Netflix in South Carolina at her parents' house where we went on vacation. So both of those are legitimate.
Huh.
All of these are, otherwise, they're all the same IP address. These are all me, all my devices.
Right.
So someone hacked me, deleted our profiles, changed the email address so they could watch Netflix for free. Like, now they're locked out, but it doesn't show any activity for them. So,
what was the point?
Well, the point is they could, like, I assume it would be, like, if someone doesn't check their email. Like, my mom would get a Netflix email that their email was changed. She would never know. And then they would just get free Netflix. But, like, Netflix tracking doesn't obviously work. Dude, they are.
They are the worst people.
They totally are, man.
I hate them.
But, yeah, now, like, Chris's thing is, it used to be, I'm going to change it just to make me feel like we weren't hacked again. But, like, I made a, she was this one, I think. I think she was that one. Yeah, I think she was this one. I'm going to change it to that one.
If it changes.
It didn't change.
It did not change.
It didn't. And see, like, Aaron had his own thing, kid.
Yeah, man. Yeah, kid. Yeah.
It's just, I don't get it, dude. I don't get how we got hacked. I mean, it just had to be just completely, like, brute force, accidental or whatever. Like, they just kept trying and trying, and eventually we got it.
Dude, it's just like, I wish that I wish I knew how to figure out how they got that stuff.
Well, didn't your mom get hacked too?
Yeah. You're saying like brute force and stuff like that. No way.
Well, my password is,
you know how long it would take to break that password just by guessing at it?
I think it was like 10 or 11 characters.
But still.
And it didn't have uppercase. Like, it's just,
how do you even get a start? You're just like, oh, here's this dude's email. I bet you this is the password he uses. That can't.
Well, there's software that literally goes A, B, C, D. It runs through the alphabet and all the characters, and then after it does that, it does them all uppercase, and then it moves to the next one, and it does A.
That's so much processing time.
And then it goes A, or goes A, A, B, A, C, A, D, A, E, and it just does that indefinitely. Which is why.
That takes forever.
Right.
And then also, wouldn't Netflix be like, well, you just had 2 billion password attempts?
I don't understand.
Yeah, exactly.
Is how do they not get, oh, this account is,
right, how,
like,
do you,
after
not,
you try, like, you don't even have to make it 3. Like, some banks lock you out for like 3 failed attempts.
Yeah.
Like, Netflix could do 100.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no legitimate person is going to accidentally sign into their account 100 times.
Right.
But a bot will, so why don't they just institute that?
Exactly. So, I mean, if it's that kind of programming crap, one, that's a gigantic computer. Two, he's got to be doing that to multiple email addresses.
Right.
And then you're just like, how much time does that take?
If it happened to me, it's going to happen to more people.
Yeah.
Like, I went to eBay today because that's another place I use the exact same email and password. And to change the email on eBay, you have to type in your current password, which assumedly they could get, and then they send you a link to the email on file to initiate the change. Like, Netflix, like, seriously, I could go, it's literally this easy. Like, I can go to Netflix.com, I can click my profile, click account right here, and then hit change email. And then if I have this, so this is the page where they do it. New email and current password.
Right.
So they just brute force their new email in here and then the current password, and they hit save and it's done. That's all you got to do. There's no other verification step.
Yeah, that's stupid.
That is dumb. Like eBay, if you try to do it, they can text you, they can call you, they can email you with a verification
the whole link. Two-step verification crap is definitely much nicer.
Right. You have to have that nowadays. And I don't know why Netflix doesn't.
Because, I mean, it's Netflix.
Well, I mean, I get really, there's no harm from it. Like, all they did was delete our profiles, which sucks for everybody but me, because my profile's the main one, so it kept all my history, but, like, Chris's got deleted, so, like, any show she was in the middle of watching, she had to, like, refine the episode. And, I mean, it's not the end of the world, it's a first world problem of the highest degree, but still, like, it's like, it was weird. I don't know, man.
I don't get it, man. There's no way. I just don't get how Netflix couldn't see, or why they're stupid enough to let literally probably millions of password attempts go unnoticed.
It would have to be millions, right? Because that's why they say a longer like that's why they say a complicated password isn't necessary. It's length,
right?
Because it gets exponentially hard. Like you add three digits, it's now three times as hard as it was. You had four, it's four times harder than the three times it was before that. You know, it's just because it's got to do every combination of every letter. So if like your password is like 28 characters, like mine is, 28's a made up number, but it's super long.
Yeah.
Like it would take years for a brute force attempt to crack my password.
And then you're telling me they're doing that with millions of people every single day? No way.
Well, that's what those Chinese bot farms are, man.
Is that what it is? Just we're getting attacked by China?
Well, it's
Chinese,
Russians. What they do is they put malware on your computer.
Mm-hmm.
And today's malware, like, malware 10 years ago just throw pop-up ads up,
right?
And then everyone got wise. That doesn't work.
Now
they just hijack 10% or 1% of your processor's power to power their botnets, and then they use a million computers networked across the United States to run these simulations, and they have this mega computer that they use to process these brute force attempts, and they can do hundreds of thousands in an hour.
That's
how it works. So anyone who's using Internet Explorer on Windows XP, their computer is probably actually a hacker. Seriously, that's probably what it is. All the grandparents in the world that still have that blue and green XP, Windows XP star bar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. It's intense. Hackers are the worst.
Yeah, my grandma got called not too long ago. She got called from
like a phone scam.
Here's what I think happened.
Okay.
And then here's what she said happened. I think that a guy called and was like, "Hey, we noticed you got some spam on your computer. Give us permission to log into your computer and we'll fix it." And then obviously he would do the scamming part then. But no, what she says happened is that he called her and was like, "Hey, we just scammed you." Bye.
Okay.
And that's it. And she's like,
because that's what all criminals do, is immediately let you know.
Exactly. So
they crawl into your house, they steal all your stuff, they come back 3 days later, they're like, "Hey, we stole all your stuff." They leave.
Yeah, so yeah, I don't really think that happened, but
no.
And I don't think anything got actually hacked, but she got really worried.
She's probably on a botnet. That's probably what happened. Like, those botnets are genius because you don't notice.
Yeah.
Like, it's just a background task that runs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it takes up a minuscule amount of processor power, so you don't even notice it. But that times, you know, 10 million infected computers is a huge amount for these hackers. That's all they need, man.
That's crazy.
Yeah, computers, dude. If we would have learned it, we would not have to be hosting this stupid podcast.
We'd just be stealing Netflix accounts all day,
making
man.
Making so much money off of free Netflix,
all day.
Dude.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't really know the purpose of that. Yeah. There's got to be one that we just are too dumb or not evil enough to understand why someone would steal Netflix accounts.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe their data is not as encrypted
or
something.
Chris's theory was they just thought it would be funny to delete profiles. They just log in, delete them. That's all they care about.
I don't think they're doing it for fun.
I don't know, man.
Like, if you know that amount of, you know, login crap.
Dude, 12-year-olds know that stuff nowadays.
No.
Also, all of our data is out there because of Equifax.
Not the point. They don't got your password to Netflix.
That's all I think about, though, is, like, do I really care about my password to Netflix getting out in the ether when so is my Social Security number?
Yeah.
Like, really.
Welcome to 2017, man.
Right.
Everybody's just not secured.
Right.
Anymore.
Hi, CIA. Hi.
Yeah, the secure business was never a thing.
Right.
Now, yeah, never a thing.
No.
Maybe like 2000s. Maybe. Just a little bit.
I think every time a new security measure is added, there's like a 24-hour period where everything is safe. Yeah. And then after that 24-hour period, it's just like everything else.
Oh, yeah.
Well, because like I was reading on Reddit, because it was such a big deal. I don't follow these Reddits. It was such a big deal, it made it to the front page of Reddit.
Okay.
There's a Reddit called Piracy, which I don't even know how it exists, because all they do is throw up links to downloads for games. And one of them was the new Middle-Earth Shadow of War game.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, I read into it, because I'm like, why is this on the front page of Reddit? I read into it. They have this new DRM, like copy protection, that was brand new to launch with this game that is supposed to be uncrackable.
Okay.
And it made it to the front page because within 18 hours of release, it was cracked and available for free on the internet. 18 hours. Cracked.
Yeah, that's stupid.
I mean, someone had to download the game, decompile it to see all the code, figure out how to circumvent it with a simple drag-and-drop patch that anyone can implement, write that patch, recompile it, upload it to the internet, and get it onto the front page of Reddit within 18 hours.
18 hours.
That's insane, dude. That's the world we live in right now. Imagine being the NSA and having to fight against that. Like, think about the smart people at the NSA. Because they have leaks, but, like, their leaks are just, here's what we're doing, not, right. I'm into your system.
Yeah.
Like, you never hear about the NSA got hacked.
I don't think you ever would, but...
Well, those people would end up dead, right?
Yeah.
Drive home, they hack your car, and they drive you into the river. Because they can do that stuff.
I hate computers. I hate them. They're sketchy.
Got one, two... Three.
They're so sketchy.
We got literally four computers in front of us right now.
That's so stupid. Got two in my house, man.
Hey, what's up, man? Subpar user, how you doing? Do you hate computers?
We hate computers because they steal information.
You hate computers that are you're literally watching and we're broadcasting from.
Dude, I'm worried about, because I feel like this is a thing where they just, like you're saying, like a very small processing power patch or something that can literally just copy all of your keyboard data.
Oh, yeah.
Anything that you input.
Yeah, it's called a keylogger.
Right,
that's been a thing for decades. Yeah.
So passwords like that, you get in right there, typed in.
Anything you ever type in, yeah.
Here it is.
It's right there.
Sends it over the internet. Spammer's got my password now.
And anything else you've ever entered, your date of birth, its security questions to your bank, your account numbers when you fill out a direct deposit. Yeah.
And then how do you know that thing's on there?
You don't.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't know it's there.
They are terrible. They are smarter than you guys? No, duh.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait, do you mean the hackers or the computers in general? Because either way, yes. But.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I don't know. It hurts my brain.
I mean, you got to adapt my philosophy that I've had since I was 16, which is everyone knows everything I'm doing. And you just got to live with it. And if not everyone, I mean, the people who you don't want to know things, they know all the things.
Mm-hmm.
Like the CIA, the NSA, Chinese hackers, they've seen me naked. Like, I can't tell you how many times we've watched a movie where, like, they talk about the CIA and I've stood up and just, like, pulled out my junk and wiggled it at the camera and be like, you like this CIA? Like, I can't tell you how many times I've done that. I've done it so many. It's one of my favorite bits. The problem is that it's not a bit. I literally believe the CIA is watching me do that.
No, I mean, probably not.
Like, probably not a human, but some computer somewhere scrubbed that video, goes, unrelated balls, and just moves on to the next subject. Like, I know that's happening. And if you think it's not, I think you don't understand what the NSA is up to.
No, I'm sure it is in a way, but I don't feel like a human person.
No, I agree. It's not a human
watching your computer and being like, oh yeah.
I agree with that. Humans watch people who are flagged by computers, but some computer saw me do that.
Oh yeah,
and that's the beautiful part. Ariva is secure. I don't even know what that is. Should we Google it?
Probably is.
Ariva, Ariva. How would I even do that? Ariva, is it a browser?
I have no idea.
I'm just going to Google that word and see what happens.
Skincare,
it's a lot of skincare. Here we go. Is it this?
Dentic? No.
Nope, not that. Fine jewelry. Lots of skin.
Software?
So we try software? Oh, it says this. This looks intense right here.
This is a stock.
I don't know what it is.
That's a stock.
We're obviously not smart enough to know what's happening here. Ad block. We have ad block. Is it this?
What? No, at the snake at the bottom of the screen? What? There you go. Third one, right there. Yeah.
This one?
Antivirus software, yeah. No, it's a password thing?
Oh, I know what you're talking about. You're talking about, like, a one password, like, it makes up your password and then stores it for you. Mm. So you don't even know what your password is, encrypted and all that.
Yeah, that sounds smart.
I mean, it is. It's just complicated your life. That's what it does, because then you have to have the app on your phone. On any device where you access the things that require those passwords, you have to have the same app.
Hmm.
But yeah, there's a few apps that do that. But then the app is incredibly secure.
Until they get hacked.
That is a problem.
Yeah.
But if it's secured correctly, everything can be hacked. The thing is that the normal hacker, the people who hack Netflix accounts, for example, they don't care about your password account because it's way too much work. Unless you're a government agent who they're trying to impersonate or something, they're not going to hack your passwords. It's not worth their time.
Feel very sick. I feel better, man. Sorry. You think I'm dead? Are you dead? Hopefully not.
I mean, we don't want you to be sick. We don't want you to be sick.
Yeah.
That would not be good. No one be sick. Is it because you saw Colby's face? Because that's understandable.
I'm gonna blur. I'm confused.
Did he just fall? That's his head. That's his forehead on the keyboard. Blur.
That's what it is. But yeah, man. So I got hacked on Netflix.
Oh God.
What do you think, man?
It's sketchy.
Yeah.
It just frightens me. But then again, you know, I'm gonna keep living until I can't.
It is adrenaline pumping, but again, what can you do?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I thought, like, what could I do?
Nothing.
There's nothing to do. My life doesn't change at all. I just updated my password and my email address.
Yep.
And I gotta re-sign in on every device.
Right, every single device.
Right, but that's just an inconvenience to be safe, yeah.
Being, you know...
But that's,
it having the software on it that's stealing your password or something. Or
yeah, or like it's starting to happen again.
Mm-hmm.
Says, I can't even. Blur, KGLCKXKDFDKDJDKTK, I can't even.
I can't even.
Yeah,
well, understand that.
I hope you're okay, man, because it sounds like you're dying.
Mm-hmm.
Good vibes to you.
Hopefully all you're right. Not getting hacked.
Yeah, you're not hacking us right now, right? I talk without Blur. Laughing, what's that I going to stand for? LMFAI. In? Maybe it stands for in instead of off. Wait, the opposite of off is on.
I thought the opposite of off was in.
Can you turn that light in?
That's why I got hacked, because of that dummy. No, I looked at the video again. I still don't like it.
Makes me feel uncomfortable. I don't know why we're dropping so many frames right now. I'm going to blame Chris.
Yeah.
I'm going to blame Chris. Sorry that we're dropping frames. The audio is always fine when we drop frames. It's just...
Hey, man, thanks for the follow.
Yeah, man.
You're a cool person.
You are cool. Thank you for not dying and following us first.
Yeah, talking with Blur.
This is the quality that our audio listeners expect right here.
Yeah.
All right, man, what else should we talk about? We covered all my three stories. Did we cover all your stories?
I had movies.
What did you think about Hell or High Water, just in general? Did you like it better or worse than Wind River, and did you find it into be like the same style? Because you know they're made by the same guy.
He wrote Hell or High Water.
Mm-hmm. He wrote Sicario, and he wrote and directed Wind River.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
So those are what he calls his... he has some name for it. It's a trilogy. And he says he's done writing for the trilogy of, like, these small towns, these forgotten places that no one cares mm-hmm. about. Like, that was his theme for this trilogy, right. And the next place he's gonna write a new thing for something else.
Write the next Star Wars, man.
Right.
No, I liked it, for sure.
Start tagging, click, 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 bing, 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 there, you are done for. No! We've been hacked! I'm now a woman!
Changed your gender code,
well, I don't know
man.
What I'm gonna... I mean, I don't know how you can hack
changed all of it. You just a couple clicks away, now you have a vagina.
That's what happens.
You're welcome.
Ooh!
He's Colby. I know. He's very ugly.
I don't know which... Now I really want to know which one he's insulting.
Me.
You think he knows
or
you're
Colby? Well, you're Colby, so...
No, we changed the camera so I would be first so everyone knows I'm Seth.
No,
and look at how beautiful I am.
Can you look at our YouTube? Yes, we can. Will we?
Will we?
Unlikely, but you can try it because we're bored. So yeah, we actually yes, paste it. Paste it in. We'll click it. Who's who? I'm Seth. He's Colby.
He's Colby.
I'm Colby. I'm he's Seth. I don't want you to be me.
Too bad.
I'm okay with being you. I don't.
Too bad.
I don't want you to be me.
Do that again.
Do that again. It kind of hurts, but you know.
Oh, that. God, screen grab that, man.
My face looks flat. That's the best part about it. Like, if you look at me in real life, my face is not flat, but I look like I'm flat.
Dude, now you're just mesmerizing at yourself being flat. It's like you got deflated. Oh, God.
All right, let's see here. Let's go check out this guy's YouTube.
Let's do it, man.
Let's see here.
This is what happens.
You can't unfollow us if we do this.
When we have no topics.
I like how your YouTube is literally your name. You got 7 subscribers, dude. All right, 5 videos. Let's see what you got. All right, going down a hill, gone wrong, fighting for fun, intro, Happy Wheels, and Happy Wheels 2. Which one you want to check out, dude?
I feel like the Happy Wheels is a game. Let's look at his awesome intro.
I want to check out the intro. It's a good choice. I feel like that wasn't his intro, but that was pretty good. It wasn't bad.
Unless he's Kev the Man, then.
I mean, I think my feedback would be Kev the Man should probably be on screen a little longer.
Yeah.
That'd probably be my feedback.
And also be the username that you want to...
Well, maybe he made it for someone else, dude.
Maybe, but I'm just saying.
I mean, if I go to your profile, you're going to have only your content? Huh?
Yep.
On not YouTube?
Yep.
Hmm?
I don't know what that even means.
Like, on Dribble? Is it only your stuff? Are you Raptor Teeth, son?
Yeah.
No.
Uh-huh.
No, you not.
Everything I make is for me.
I'm going to unfollow you anyway. Are you following us? I mean, you can't... Let's see. No, you don't follow us, so unfollow away, Fictional Matter. It's fine. Go for it. Oh, Kev the Man was his old YouTube. Why did you change from Kev the Man to subpar user?
Yeah, if it was just Kev the Man... Did you have some, like, weird numbers following it?
Okay, play Going Downhill. All right, here we go. Here we go. Life is like a movie made with Viva Video. Directed by Viva Video.
Who's Viva Video, man?
It's a piece of software. We're going to get flagged for copyright for having this song here on YouTube. I'm going to talk over it. Okay, here we go. How is this... All right, is he going to fall down a hill?
Oh, I know. He made it.
Okay, that didn't look like it went wrong yet. The big thumbs up. Big thumbs up. You're the kid in the coat. All right, let's fast forward to there. I'm going to fast forward. Why are we laughing at this? This is barely a hill. This is a slope at best.
I remember the best video I ever made as a little child.
A little child?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was filming Bash running down a hill on a bike, and we put a ramp over a creek. The creek was probably like 2 feet
wide. Oh, I kind of remember that.
Yeah. And right before he hit the ramp, he got speed wobbles and then just fell straight into the creek. It was not planned, not on purpose, and it was the best thing ever.
Are you in England? Do you live in England,
oh,
sir?
God.
That looks like British,
License plates.
License plates.
Yeah.
I mean, who hasn't fallen down a hill before? You know,
I've fallen down many hills,
and who hasn't taped it? Like some quality stuff. Look at these mean people on YouTube. Boy, get your diabetes looking head out of here. Right, you know what I have to say to that guy? This
diabetes. Yep.
Yep. That's what I have to say to that guy.
Trolls and commenters on YouTube, they're the best.
YouTube is probably the worst place ever in the history of places.
Oh, yeah.
It's literally the worst. All right, here's a fighting one.
Here we have...
Oh, we're on the same hill.
Two aggressive men in the wild And I think they're about to fight and realize each other.
God, British accent makes this so much better. All right, we're definitely going to get flagged for copyright for this song on here. We're going to watch this silent because I don't want to deal with the copyright stuff. I like how you guys shot two videos on this one hill where you're just rolling around, you know, just fighting.
It's pretty great.
God, to be kids again, dude.
Oh, yeah, right.
Remember this before bills?
Yeah.
Before we had to pay rent.
High school.
And we just before got life. To roll around. If I rolled around on a hill right now, I'd break something. I would break my spine. You know?
Yeah, I would.
That's what would happen.
I'd get eaten alive by a cheater.
Is that dude wearing Crocs? Hold on.
Yep.
I feel like those were yellow Crocs.
That was a Croc.
Not a good fashion choice. I'm not going to put that in a YouTube comment because that's mean, but just sometimes
what
tough.
What are you doing with those
tough,
damn
tough
Crocs?
Love
get out of here.
Is necessary.
Get off YouTube because you're wearing Crocs.
Don't wear Crocs.
It doesn't.
Change your life. Hey. All right. Should we stop this stupid
Let's
show?
Stop
you
this
think?
Stupid
I like
show.
How. Can we just talk about how Fictional Matter just dropped in, said he's gonna leave. He's not gonna. He's gonna unfollow us.
And then he followed us.
Did he?
Oh yeah. Well, it popped up on the screen, so I think he did.
Oh, he did 1 minute ago.
Yeah.
All right. It just takes forever. All right. Well, Fictional Matter. Never mind. We take it back. Take it back. He said, watch the entire thing. Dude, you know you get credit. I already closed the tab. It's not going to happen. I'm sorry.
Gone.
I already closed it. I'm sorry.
We appreciate the content, though.
Yeah. Bring us a new YouTube video to watch every week.
Yes.
We will watch it on the air. Because, well,
what's
you guys,
show?
Please, Why I confront not? Him. God, he said please, though. God, I'm such a sucker.
So, if you want self-promotion, ever.
I mean, we will watch your videos, but we're going to be totally honest about.
We'll watch videos.
We're going to be totally honest about you wearing Crocs and how you shouldn't be. Okay, well, I think we're in, like, some slow motion section. Is this actual slow motion? Okay.
Yeah. Dude, you can slow it down on YouTube and then make it even slower.
Speed, normal. I'm going to double it up. Still slow motion. Play the music. It's no copyright. Because it's so
obviously.
Fast.
I mean, yeah. That's an Eminem. That's a cover of Eminem.
Well, yeah, but I bet the beat will still get flagged.
Yeah, maybe. This is better at
2X. I do like it at 2X. I like this now. I'm all in. How much... If we watched other viral YouTube videos at 2 speed, do you think it would make them better?
Maybe. We're too far.
I'm too far.
We're too far.
Okay, hold on. Okay. Who? That's a British reference we don't understand.
Randy Olsen.
Who's that?
And he looks like John Cena.
Okay, John Cena, I get that. Ba-ba-da-ba!
I'm John Cena!
Ba-ba-da-ba!
Now the king of the hill. And now he's got a sword!
Dude, I hope he hits him with that stick. Hit him with that stick, kid. Whip him with the stick!
Oh, God.
Randy Orton. You know him? He must be a professional wrestler.
Yeah.
Must be a professional wrestler. I don't know what's happening. Oh, you just hit him with the stick.
Dude, this kid is me.
Yeah, he is.
I beat all
this is
friends.
So great.
I have so many videos of attacking Canelo with a lightsaber.
Oh, God. Oh, that's hilarious, dude. I will watch people get beat with sticks all day, dude.
Yep.
Oh,
violence is
sticks.
Fantastic. Chocolate. God, really? The oldest viral video ever?
Well, name another one. Yeah, that's what I thought, man. It is better. It's better, dude.
Oh, 1,000%.
Look at his face. Is this guy made anything? Let's just look.
Tejante? Yeah, I feel like he's a big thing now.
Is he? He's only got 1 million subscribers.
Eh, maybe not then.
I got 1 million subscribers. Skyrim main thing. Is that what YouTube's devolved into? Is like you get your one shot and you got one shot, mom spaghetti, and you and then you just like choke the life out of it with everything else. The Hunchback of Notre Dame, Skyrim main theme. Like.
Oh yeah,
and that's what
like,
you
got
do.
Your voice, and that's what you do. Yeah, I mean, what
are you? Wait,
do?
Are you making fun of me right now? I feel like you're making fun of me for not knowing that.
All that we do is, you know, the same thing. We talk about random things. He sings about random things.
No.
No.
No. Fictional Matter likes 1.25 speed. Is that an option? 1.25? That's so granular.
Yeah.
Why is that necessary?
Like sometimes to avoid copyright, people put up audio of something that is copywritten
okay.
at slower speed, and so then you just do it. I think that's the only time I've ever used 1.25 was to get it back to a normal speed.
That is brilliant.
But yeah.
So if we have a copywritten song on our show,
mm-hmm.
we could export it at 0.75 speed.
Oh yeah.
Put it up, no copyright, and then just put out a disclaimer at the beginning. Play this in 1.25 speed.
That happen. Yep. I don't know if it was like a movie that I was watching or something.
That's crazy.
But yeah, it was something. I forget.
That's crazy. I can't click that link, to be honest with you, because it's on a different computer.
I don't know.
Can't do that.
Yeah. Stupid YouTube.
Oh, man.
It's in the show.
Should we end the show?
It's in the
I feel
show.
Like we should end the show. We're almost at 2 hours.
We end the show.
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for watching. It's weird to say thank you without our end music. All right, here we go. Guys, thanks for watching. Thanks for the new follows today. We've been... And the donations. So thank you for the donations and the follows.
Dude.
I want to make...
Dude's the number one person on the show so far.
I think we actually... I believe we hit 60 followers today during the show.
Oh, yeah?
I want to say we did. It's loading very slowly right now. Yeah, 61 followers. So thank you guys. Thank you guys for being our followers. We will be back Thursday night, 7 p.m. Central Time.
Yeah.
Sunday at 2 p.m. Central Time, this time right now, but 2 hours ago. And we're doing another show. So thank you guys for hanging out, watching it. If you like watching the show, if you're new, for example, you can go back and watch old episodes.
So far, user, we have a lot of shows.
We do. We don't. We
if
do.
You're entertained by us.
Yeah, this is our 30th episode. All the videos are available at youtube.com/SethandColby, or you can go to the highlights right here on Twitch and watch them there as well.
Yep.
And you can subscribe to the audio podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. But thank you guys for watching us live on Twitch. We'll be back on Thursday, 7 p.m. Central Time. twitch.tv/SethandColby. Thank you for the follows. Thank you for the donations. Thank you for the views, guys. We will see you in 5 days, 4 days. Can't
Four-ish.
Count. Whatever, guys.
Something.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Adios.
Bye-bye.